July 9th at the pump.
Why?
So when we get back.
Is it windy or?
On our way out.
Whoops. Red right returning.
How much did you put in here?
So are they going to,
The Coast Guard's going to
couple days after.
I told Ben to notify the project parties.
The Russian.
Is there anything you need to prepare? Just in case. Right now it's fine.
Fighting that. We were the enemy. So we went around, Russian tactics. And we dug them in. And the guys down there were really good.
Still.
I mean, that's what we heard all the time. It's always
really steep.
Yeah. We come in, dig in their tank. High position. You come up, you look out across the desert, you couldn't see anything.
Also, Ben Houseman.
Tanks would pop up and fire, and they'd fire, about this far off the ground. And then slide back down, you couldn't see
something. Get onto the coast.
And very big and I think.
Who are we missing? What are we missing here? The ODFW, WDFW.
WDFW is
not Wilson.
I hadn't heard if he was coming or not.
I don't.
Well, Dave Wills at TMT.
Hey,
Doug, was Dave Wills at TMT yesterday?
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
At TMT today?
Yesterday.
No.
Were you?
I was.
Just screwing with you.
That's appropriate.
Hey, TMT. He was not.
Boom.
What about Rick Kruger? Okay.
We just rolled over.
I know.
I
didn't go to the casino last night without holding their hand. God, and I had something for Dave Wills. We're posting Bulge Out on the website.
You can't go wrong.
How could that not? It's going to be misplaced.
Right, but you have to get it.
But they don't have a field processor.
Hey, Gary, do you know if Dave Wills is on vacation and Rick Kruger?
Wills is on vacation. I got a response from him when I sent an email.
Really?
Well, then permanently on vacation.
If you say, then why are we even talking about it?
Local place here is on the
tomato shop.
He's probably
he's fishing. I'm sure he's fishing. He's probably fishing with Russ.
Really? Well, he's not drunk. He's not Alaska because he does it every other year.
Yeah, that's true. That's
not really good.
All right, well, then let's get going. I don't think anybody else is going to show up. So, agendas.
I didn't print any extra.
You guys got agendas down there? You got your own agenda down there?
It hasn't changed?
They're on their own agenda.
Nothing's new.
Usually I print it.
Okay, I guess, does everybody know everybody in here? We'll go around the room. Go ahead, Dave.
Dave Benner, dispenser.
Captain.
Ed Meyer, National Marine Fisheries Service.
Gary Fredericks, no fisheries.
Dave Clarkson, Corps, Portland.
Carrie Mackey, Corps of Engineers.
Brian Klett, Corps, Portland.
Scott Benton, BPA.
Jason Sweet, BPA.
Tim Dykstra, Corps, Walla Walla.
Eric Wolfman, BPA.
Doug Bowes, Corps.
Ben Hausman, Corps, Bonneville.
So that was basically for the newer guys. So, of course, the Corps.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone? Natalie and Bob?
Yep.
Bob?
Natalie Richards?
He's there.
Yeah,
she's going to be.
Well, she's. Find out, I guess.
So, just, in the tradition of the Corps, throwing up smoke and mirrors type of thing, backfilling here and there. Ben Houseman is still with Bonneville for another week or two. Then he's going Bonneville Dam Project Fisheries. He's filling for Dennis Schwartz in the Fish Passage team.
Cool.
Sean Tackley started Monday as a Fish Passage team member, backfilling for Wertheimer. There's a 120-day, I think, temp position out there for the Fish Passage team. I saw it the other day.
Is there?
Yeah. It's a six-month position or something like that.
Clifton spot.
That's, yeah.
Something I didn't
Bubba's taking
over. Well, actually, I could do some traveling. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I like that.
Pick me up.
So as far as Project Fisheries, is this going to be John and Casey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear that last part. What?
Project Fisheries at Bonneville is going to be John and Casey.
John and Casey. You guys are going to be shorthanded out there.
But you're going to...
I will be.
And, of course, Tammy's stepping in.
Tammy's stepping in once in a while.
T-Mac's stepping up to the plate.
Where did Schwartz go?
Schwartz has got an extension on his chief of operations position.
He's staying out at the bottom of the figure.
So husband's going to get in trouble.
So what other crazy switches do we have? Kim Larson is acting chief of the Environmental Resources Branch for Bob Willis, who's over at Division now.
Dan Files back to.
Dan File is back to the RCC as the fish bio.
Yeah, and Steve Barton was in today for his first day. He started on Monday, but he was up in Canada. So
Steve Barton, not related to Jim Barton, but the Steve Barton from Bonneville is now the chief of the RCC for the Corps.
RCC.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So just to straighten all this up, and then we'll switch again in a couple
months. Yeah, September.
And Jim Adams has moved to the
Division. Jim Adams is at Division.
Yeah, he's moving.
You know how the Corps does that.
And just for the record, nothing is happening at Walla Walla.
We know that. We knew that. As usual.
You know that without saying.
I teed it up for you.
You didn't have to put it on the record.
Even if they hire a lot of people.
Yeah.
So,
now that you're there, nothing else needs to change.
Looks like we've got a pretty short agenda after this meeting. Tammy will be running the spill, what is it called? The spill response plan meeting. I've got to go take my son to the doctor, so I can't change that. So let's run through this. Is there anything you want to add on? That's not on the agenda as the other add-on. Anything? You got anything?
Did we get Swenson's issue?
McNary pumps.
That's right. Yeah, we can put that on an update section.
Updates. Okay. 3.8. That's McNary pumps.
Fish pumps.
Oh yes.
Did you get the little goose crest change?
Yeah, that's on the agenda, but yeah.
Vern, this is Bob. Do we have Adele grading on the agenda?
Adele's grading?
Yeah.
That's another.
No, that's another add-on.
Did you get the test results back?
Do you have the results for that to talk about, the last one?
The latest came up negative as well.
Okay.
So we're still looking good on that.
Okay, well, we could probably jump on that. Is that, Natalie, is that what you're calling in for, the Dow's grading issue?
Yeah, I'm calling in for that, and I was also calling in to see what happens about the transducer removal.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be toward the end of that meeting, so.
Okay.
Unless we want to get right on that, since it's going to be the... Okay, we can move that to the front.
Thank you.
We also add a short mention of our roof replacement for the Washington Shore Fish Gaming Building.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, I know to get some.
Another roof? Real roof?
Shore.
A pitched roof, not a flat.
As opposed to a flat
swamp
and a rainy.
I think that was the, what brigade was that? That designed that?
Yeah. One from Fort what?
Fort where?
I guess.
Were you on a detail on that one?
You get a lot of tar right now, though, if you need it.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay, so. Any changes for the April minutes?
No, June minutes. I'm
June. Sorry. Oops, sorry. I wasn't there, so.
Nobody caught that either.
I read them, though. I have them here. Hey, Rick. Bill. There's Bill. Okay. I'll assume that they are reviewed and approved. Under action items, there's only a couple things to talk about. 2.3, Cluxton provided some fish numbers for the ladders at John Day. They're attached to your package.
No, they're not.
Basically,
they
the
aren't.
Folks that were... Well, I sent them.
I
sent them.
Oh, okay.
They will
they're
be attached to the minutes. I got some here if you need some. What it was, Dave Wills in particular...
Kruger.
Not here. No, Will's asked for the ladder split. Kruger wanted the time to think about things, which he's probably doing while he's fishing. Those are the two that really only had any concerns about it. This was what we did is I took, got the ladder split for the years we had them. If you guys helped their count folks put this together for me, and I did the hard part like figuring out percentages. They did all the work. It was just show. And what's interesting is for the wild steelhead during that March time, it's pretty obvious that they predominantly use the south ladder, but the hatchery fish actually use the north ladder quite a bit the second half of March. Chinook, they're just too few. For the 4 out of the 5 years we had, we didn't even have any to speak of. But I put it on there anyhow to show you what we've got. They couldn't find, Dalen was helping with this, and he could not find a ladder split for 2003, so that's missing on here. I don't know why. They had, he's four, he had the totals, but he didn't have any other way. And I looked, I tried to even find it through the through another set, couldn't find it either. So it's probably available if we dig, but it's still...
Dalen?
Yeah.
Dalen, he couldn't find it.
No, and he figured he'd know where they are if anybody did. He's kind of, because he enters half of that stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a little concern for hatchery fish, but again, it's a fairly low percentage of the run that time of year, and they will probably, they will likely find the other ladder. It's just, I think the way we're setting up the contract, and Natalie can clarify, was that we're going to have those last 2 weeks of March as a contingency period. Is that right, Natalie?
Yeah, correct.
Such that if we can't get done, we will anyway. So it was just had to do with, basically we had a nearly complete agreement to go ahead and allow that period to be part of the in-water work period, but we're still going to try to keep it as a contingency. And I think with primarily Will wanting to see the ladder split and Kruger's tentative support, we kind of need to know so we can do the finalize the language in the contract. So I guess unless there's any objection, I don't know how long we're going to wait for Kruger to respond.
Well, we can...
two guys that you did this for are here. So.
We can send it to them and give them a 10-day window to respond.
Okay.
And basically, reading the minutes from last FPOM, there wasn't much concern because most of the fish were going to be using the south ladder.
Yeah.
Most of the important fish, that is.
Yeah,
so the smart ones.
Yeah.
Smart fish will be using the correct ladder.
The precious
ones. The stupid ones will be sitting at the base of the north ladder.
And we will try to finish earlier if we can anyway.
Yeah, our main unknown is the actuator supply, so we're trying to give ourselves some leeway on that.
Okay. All right. And the other action item, Dave Wills wanted the 2.8 to discuss bull trout reporting. Robert Stansel couldn't make it today, but John Dalen had added a document to the Fish Count website that he's going to update weekly on Mondays, which will summarize all miscellaneous fish observed.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's kind of a start right now, but when you want to get some information, you can go ahead and dig through that and find out what miscellaneous fish there were. So he's going to continue working on that, but at least he's got something up there right now.
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday. It's pretty good. It's a little, they may fix the format a little easier to use, but right now it's got listed every single sighting from the count window. Bull trouts, time up, time down, all this stuff. So it's pretty detailed. So it should suffice for the bull trout concerns by the counters. I think he was also asking for other things, but the small.
Well, it also said that Walla Walla and Portland's going to provide an update at the July FPOM.
Yeah.
So.
No, it looked good. It was a good start.
I guess that's the update.
That's the update.
That's what I figured.
Okay.
So. And let's jump right into updates. Bonneville.
Hey, Bern, yeah. Do you have a different?
Oh, what do you have?
Because I have a couple other, an update on McNary and Ice Harbor Lamprey operations on mine.
That's not on
there. I'm starting at number 3 updates now.
No, on action items? Are you talking about action items?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
It's on.
I printed the one from yesterday.
So you skipped over McNary,
yeah, well,
Lamprey, and
it's not really.
Harbor.
We don't have to talk about that, do we?
Well,
all right.
He doesn't have a different one.
Action.
Select him.
Whichever one you want to go with, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the McNary Lamprey operation, these are really more updates than they are anything else. So I'll just start the update section.
There you
now.
Go.
And briefly, McNary, we started the nighttime lamprey operations July 1, and so there's really no update for you on results of anything other than we started, and so that's what we communicated we were going to do. We've done that. Next FPALM, we should have some information that we can report on actually what we're seeing, but suffice it to say now it started. So.
And they're not having any trouble getting it set up.
No. Nope.
Good.
Yeah, it's been working fine. It's on an automated system, and so it's,
Somebody's checking it once in a while.
Yeah, Brad's checking it every day.
Oh, great.
And there's been no issues to report.
Perfect.
So we'll let you know what any numbers that we're collecting at next FPALM. But,
yeah, it's pretty early for passage.
Yeah,
too.
And then... The next, I guess, update is Ice Harbor Lamprey operation. And just so you know, we started with McNary, and we talked internally within Walla Walla District as the Lamprey folks and said, hey, well, why shouldn't we, if we can make this work at McNary, we're kind of, there's two lines of thought. We could either just let this play out for this year at McNary and at Bonneville and see what we learn and use that information that we learn to make changes in following years. Or we can take the approach of, well, we think we can do it this year. Why not? So that's sort of where we're at. So,
Can you explain what the it is?
Yeah. Last week, Martin Allman, Derek Fryer, a couple other folks went out to Ice Harbor and basically took a look at the same types of principles that we're using at McNary, which is don't touch the fish pumps, let them run as normal. The only thing that we're changing is that at nighttime we're lowering the entrance weir, which then cuts the velocities in half. So that's what it is. Yeah, so the same thing that we're doing at McNary. We don't want to just say, oh, we can do it anywhere without looking at it first, but we did take a day out in the field and play around with it, and folks feel comfortable with, hey, the same principles that we're applying at McNary, we can apply to Ice Harbor. And it after the one day test out in the field, looks like we can go ahead and move forward on it.
So your field test was just simply dropping the weir. You guys didn't do any velocity measurements or anything like that.
She got a head.
No,
with a head.
Should have had a differential.
Yeah, they did test. They did look at that. So the recommendation after that field visit was that Ice Harbor can implement the nighttime modified gate operations similar to. Yeah, so basically take the steps that are being proposed after the folks were out in the field was take the currently operated South Shore entrance and North Powerhouse entrance off of automatic control, place them on manual control, and set them at approximately 8 feet below tailwater, then manually open the currently closed companion gates of the normally operated South Shore and North Powerhouse Gates entrance to match the 8 foot below tailwater criteria. In other words, do the same thing that we're doing at McNary with some specific tweaks. And I don't, to me, that's probably a level further than we need to go as far as exactly how they're going to manipulate and what they're going to set it at. But the point is, we can reduce velocities at night, cut them in half, just like we're doing at McNary. We've been out in the field to look at it and believe we can do the same thing. And so really the question that we have before us is, do we want to move forward on that this year? Because after our day out in the field looking at this, we believe from a technical standpoint, we can do it. Now, granted, at Ice Harbor, there's going to be less lamprey that we're going to be able to evaluate. And so really, our main evaluation is going to be at McNary. But then we can, you know, we can look at adult salmonid passage at Ice Harbor and make sure that we're not, nothing unusual is happening. But it's going to be the same concept that we're doing at McNary. So bring that up to Ice Harbor.
You're proposing to bring it down every night? Or are you going to
follow the same
pattern? Or are you split the baby and do two nights on, two nights off?
It'd be the same block design pattern. Yep.
And if you see any really negative thing that jumps out quick either place, then you will. You guys should go back to.
Yeah.
So you're looking at sockeye passage and all that, keep an eye on.
Yeah, sockeye is one of the most worried about.
Yeah. You got a lot of them in the river right now.
Yeah.
A lot of them in the river, and they do pass at night more so than other species.
Yeah.
There's part of the lamprey, there's video counts at night.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any way, this is kind of thinking about this, we have video counts. Can we go ahead and count the sockeye too to see what kind of, if you have a block spacing with the impact, and, you know, or other, basically count everything. Is that a lot more work to?
No, I don't know why we couldn't do that. Here's for lamprey nighttime counts. As you know, we're counting at Bonneville at night. Mm-hmm. We're counting at McNary. And we're counting at Lower Granite. Okay, those are the three places that we've gone through the contract modifications, and we're counting there. At Ice Harbor, we did not have a modified contract in place for lamprey nighttime counts at Ice Harbor. But at the same time, we have a video camera set up there and a VCR, and so. Because we don't have the contract modified, I was hesitant to do a whole lot. But what I have done is just brought a box of VHS tapes out there and just say, pop them in. We'll solve the problem later about how we're going to count them and who's going to do it and who's going to pay for all that stuff. In the meantime, I thought it was silly to not collect the data and throw a tape in. So that's what we're doing. But I don't. One thing I'm quite sure of is we're not going to get the data at the same.
Yeah,
at the same time as we get the nighttime count data from the others. So
could somebody at Fish Passage Center run through the tapes for us?
I don't know.
It's something we could explore.
Are you saving tapes at McNary like for the whole season, or are you going to be reviewing them?
Right.
I mean, how is it set up?
Right,
yeah, I think that's at least at Bonneville is set up to be read and reused. It's a drive-like system. So
yeah, well, that's the nuts and bolts of it. To be honest, I don't know exactly. All I know is that we have a contract with.
Right.
The state to do the fish counting, and how they're actually doing that, I don't know. I think Greg Moody knows more.
Because if they don't keep the tapes for the whole season, and somebody, then you won't have them to look for sockeye unless they do it at the same time they're doing
lamprey. Yeah. I don't think that's
well, for,
think
for ice, we would. And ice is probably the most important.
That's true.
There's a,
for sockeye.
Yeah. Another handout,
so
too.
So if you have that and then look at everything
John
later,
Day
that's
fish number
good
split.
Thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing to do.
Oh. Yeah.
Where's that handout?
The name you'll check into.
I wouldn't worry so
John
much
Day fish.
That's true.
Here, you can have mine.
Yeah.
Can we get to the break room and watch?
They review the nighttime counts. I just wonder if they, you know, if it's the same cost or operation to review the tape for everything. Because it would just be the review of lamprey.
Changing the contract again.
Right.
Part.
Yeah.
But
I don't know
what that information is.
What kind of numbers they got. So.
I guess I hesitate to say until I'm 100% for sure. But I think I think the nighttime counts are nighttime counts. They're not lamprey counts.
Right.
They're nighttime counts.
Is that how you wrote it?
I'm pretty sure that's how it is. I'm pretty sure that's how it's written.
So
I'm not sure it is for Bonneville, too.
I need to double check.
Yeah,
that's,
we have to have Greg look at that.
Yeah, you better look at that, because I don't think it is
for
Bonneville.
There's a task for Greg Moody.
It's a big enough task.
Yeah.
He's in charge of that fish counting program up there.
Yeah.
In the contract.
Yeah.
I reviewed it, but, you know, I can't remember. I'm not quite sure.
that nighttime count already started at McNary, didn't it, the first or something like
that? Yeah. Yep.
Bonneville started.
Probably June 1.
Okay. So you can get your sockeye at McNary the percent that passes day and night. I mean, it's going to be lots of fish passing by and going left instead of right. But,
right.
But you still can see, the question is, do they pass at night and not lunch? Mm-hmm.
You've got that historic.
That's all been 15%.
Yeah, the PUD's counting that anyway, so we could get that split from that.
Yeah,
I can narrow that window down. See,
that's the number you're looking at.
See if it changes the project. I mean, it seems like it could be, you know, different nighttime passes, different projects, different conditions. We have this Rock Island Rocky Reef in there. There's a difference of at least a few percent.
So when does night start?
Where?
Well, where you're making your changes for the gate.
1600, isn't it?
I'll tell you.
If Bonneville will be paid.
For us, it's 10 o'clock.
Ice Harbor is different.
No, you're
right. I think, what did they say, 9 o'clock?
I think we said 9 o'clock.
I think it's 9 o'clock in McNary.
And then.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, they're.
To four?
Oh, wait, it's 4 a.m.
Not at 8 p.m. daylight savings.
We're changing the gate.
That's different.
Is our daytime period.
You're right.
So daytime, okay. I think the nighttime operation, the entrance weir will be lowered at 9 p.m. and then raise up again, I believe, at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bringing it up just because it isn't 6 o'clock like we do for spill.
Right.
And if we're worried about passage, it's probably the shoulder hours of the stock are passing more than late at night, so 9 o'clock.
They'll get in there. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will get in the entrance before that.
So, Tom, just to get you up to speed, we're talking about doing the same thing that we're doing at McNary at Ice Harbor.
Oh, cool.
This is actually new. We talked internally at within the Walla Walla District about why can't we look at this. Folks went out in the field, took a look at it. It seems to all the same principles are playing out. So we're proposing moving forward with that in a similar way as we're doing at McNary.
Anybody else?
Personnel issues for
anybody have any issues with that?
They can make the change at night. They can automate it.
Okay.
So, are we? And I think right now we're going to coordinate this with the project. And I think that for this discussion, July 20, I think should be the date that we're targeting to implement this. If we can do it sooner, we will. I just don't want to. Over promise on this. I think it'll be the 20th and perhaps a week sooner.
But. That'll give you time to see what's going on at McNary, too.
Yeah.
See if there are any likely problems or not coming.
So, all heads nodding yes?
Yeah, there's not going to be a problem.
Okay. Okay.
No, I mean for lamprey passage.
You got any more?
No.
2-7?
Well, you might if it's really drastic.
Did Greg look at the RT data for fish passage at Goose?
He asked questions about RT data at fish passage at Goose and found that there was basically no data available.
Okay.
Really? Oh, really? All right, so I'm going to move to updates now.
Yes.
The update after the update. 3-1 is Bonneville, JMF, Flushing Water. There was some talk about reprogramming by the electricians, maybe a change to the fish pass plan. Mendenhausman's here to talk about that.
That's the route we're on. There's a TRN for those guys just to take the timer off of the flushing water so it'll stay on until the channel elevation comes back up. It's a pretty simple change, really.
Okay, so that will be happening.
That's okay.
So the flushing water for the 2-mile pipe.
Yep.
It has a timer on it now for some reason, so all they're going to do is eliminate that timer.
Yeah.
So
have they done that?
There's a TRN for it now. I don't know if it happened.
There's a TRN. Yeah.
It should
happen. Good.
It's a TR.
Couple report
is
submitted
today. Couple report.
TR. Well, if it does, we'll know what to do.
Yeah. Well,
we'll
go over it at this point. I don't know.
That would confuse
them with
purchasers.
Okay. 3-2 is the fish unit trash rake. There's been a lot of internal discussions on that. What is the actual plan?
You're making a monument.
Yeah, it's good.
There'll be something done when I retire.
Yeah. It'll be sitting by the old
fishing out there.
I know we have a meeting set up, and we have the technical lead who designed that, and we're going to discuss what we can do for changes, fixes, modifications to that structure.
Has the engineer from Portland District been out there to look at it? Because I know that was talked about.
Yeah, I actually saw him out there.
So they have out there, they've looked at it.
Natalie was out there.
Yeah, Natalie was out there. So that's where we're at right now. At least we're having discussions about it. It's no matter what, it's not automated. It's going to require the gantry cranes.
Oh, sure.
At this stage, yeah.
You know, is it?
It's a manual thing. It just needs to be. What's wrong?
Why haven't we used what's wrong with it? It doesn't work correctly.
I'm still seeing in the bottom of the reports, it looks like you're still having to, when you need to, basically shut off units at night to hose debris off. And that was the whole reason to put this in there, so you didn't have to do that, since turning units off and on is not the best long-term longevity of Bonneville. His track record of things breaking is pretty good, so prefer not to enhance that at all.
And one of the concerns was they said originally is they didn't think they'd have to do it very often. Well, in 2008, it was 70 days that they had, 70 nights they did this.
Yes.
And that was more than it was operating normal.
Yeah, that's why 10 years ago I tried to get this
It's pretty high number of nights that this operation happened.
So what happened?
You know, I let the court
got it. So what happened?
We left the baby in the court's
hand. Come on, court.
10 years ago, you should have been pushing harder.
We pushed pretty hard.
No, that's why we got it. That's what we got.
We pushed pretty hard.
Yeah, it's still, the baby's still in there. All right, well, I can only give you a continue with updates.
Sweet.
Mark this date.
20 years from now.
That's 10 years.
Tom's retirement day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hearse.
I'm hoping I retire.
Well, I don't want this to be my memorial trash rag.
So. 125 days.
That would
be my
legacy.
Other allies from the trust to push this.
Yep.
You got some other people might start pushing this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely it's on the radar, and we're having discussions and meetings.
Yep.
And
we
hear
you.
We hear you. We're listening.
I mean, no.
Grab a feet.
So we're just going to continue putting this as an update. And
good idea.
I mean, since I started at FBOM, it was something you guys started pushing. So we're listening.
Yeah. Gary Johnson started at FPOM. It was something we were pushing.
10 years ago.
Who's before him?
You start. Well,
you guys are wearing us out.
It's called Bash.
Take it easy on us.
This is one of
the radar screen.
See how fast you make my hair fall out and his turn gray.
It's not going to take long.
No.
We'll see that. Give us time.
All right. 3-3. Bonneville Spillway 15 hoist. Remember how the hoist motor burned out? We took the 17s, put it in 15, or actually took 15 to 18, 18 to 17, whatever. 17 is the one that's dogged out, off in the spill pattern.
Yep.
Bonneville Ben will now tell us about it.
You'll like this after the trash break.
Great.
It's not going to get ordered this fiscal year. And when it does get ordered, it's a 32-week lead time.
Yeah, you told us that. You told us that 24 weeks ago.
Lead time to get parts in before it's finished.
So once you order to get it
rebuilt in California, I believe, when they send us, once it's ordered, which it has not been.
Right, 32 weeks, so you don't have the money right now. So you got to wait till you get the money and then order it then.
Yeah.
32 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
So hopefully, I mean, there is potential of getting the money at the end of the year here and ordering it through the Fish and Wildlife Program. There's needs in the districts.
Next fall, next summer, fish pasture season.
Seattle, come on, Seattle, pony up, buddy.
The serious problem with that is that the Corps is proposing to do performance check of the project in 2010, and you have the spillway, which is a very important part of the passage structures out there, somewhat compromised.
Yeah.
So, you know, Langsley needs to have that on his radar screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few of those kind of issues.
We know that
there's always going to be something. But and I don't think this is a big thing, but it just has to be a part of the thinking.
Mm-hmm. Whether you want to chance it or not.
Well, it depends on the kind of runoff year we have.
Yeah, right.
As to whether it's an issue.
Realistic.
If it's a big runoff year, you have a hole.
Yeah, you keep dogging it off. It's not as closed. It's just not
But it's not at the level where you might want it if you had a lot of flow going through the spillway.
You can dog it higher. You can dog it higher.
Sounds like a trip to Herdick.
Yeah, you could. Well, you wouldn't need to. It would be just a matter of having guys out there moving it up and down with a mobile crane or whatever it takes to do.
Right. I mean, if we have a big runoff here, you know you're going to have setting the
probably
fire.
Not.
Right.
I
mean,
you'd have to move the hoist over to it. It's the gantry. You'd have to dog one off, move over.
Move the gantry. Pull it up.
Yep. Both gantries in good shape.
It's a crane and a bonneville. What do you have to say?
Yeah,
okay.
Project.
How about? Do you have anything that can move? Can we get those?
You have a mobile crane anywhere nearby.
Well, it won't work, so it's got to be a gantry.
We hear your concern, but we know it's not the highest of priorities.
This is in the pile.
And I guess the other question.
Or barge?
Then the parts.
Anybody got a barge?
For.
It's queued up. What have we got by the end of the year? Money comes available.
On the other hoist?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we'll get it by
the other hoist.
Tom, what do you say? What is this? Throwing darts at the core July bomb day. I missed it.
I brought drinks.
That was
why are you guys so grumpy?
Yeah.
It's Thursday. I don't know who's being grumpy, but what I want to establish is that the gantries are in good shape. That we don't have a problem with that. This is for you guys to worry about because it is a performance check year. You don't want something screwing up in the middle of that with all the millions of dollars in studies. So we want to make sure those spill gates operate as close to possible to the patterns that we've established. If we have one unit or one that's stuck or that's fixed, we want to make sure that we can move it at least in increments. So that's going to take a gantry. We want to make sure the gantries are in good enough shape so that we don't all of a sudden go out there to move it in the middle of April and oops, we can't budget. So if you don't have money for the hoist, let's make sure that we have those gantries in good working condition. I mean, they should always be. But
it's tied off to the handrail. Not a bottle?
Yeah. No. That breaks actually.
Seriously.
Well, we'll look at that. I mean,
seriously, we need to look at that. We need to make sure that we have alternatives available to move those gates.
Are you guys moving ahead with that performance meeting to kind of figure out some of these if you are really going to do these kind of tests
yes.
and when?
Yes.
When's that planned for? You know, I don't know. I haven't been involved much, but. So there are meetings that will kind of look at the big picture of whether these should be going on and what kind of level they should be going on.
Right now, the plan is 2010 performance check at Bedell's and Bonneville Dam.
Okay.
That's the plan.
If the wall gets done.
If the wall gets done.
That's a big hinge on that.
And so I assume the methods that Skalski's working on will eventually be approved because there's probably nothing better out there. And I know there's problems with tag technology and everything else. But
you said the comments then.
You know, I would like to wait a few years, but I think the Corps and BPA are going to push to get the check in. So.
Depends on the wall.
Yeah. So if we're going to do that, let's make sure that things work.
Understood.
Okay. I guess the only thing is if there's any other way to make another further check on the other hoist to make sure they're not at a point in their failure. Because if they go.
Load testing?
Something. I mean, if anyone was saying this one was PM'd and it failed.
We have a catastrophic domino effect failure.
Yeah, it can make things real interesting.
We don't want that.
That'd
be the end of the study.
Yeah. It's only $18 million.
Put it on the list.
Just a small study.
So I assume that avian array and the deflector at John Day are kind of in the same.
Well, we're going to give them the same grief.
Same kind of. Yeah, I figured I'd do it now ahead of time so you didn't have to do it later.
That's down
the
here.
John Day
yeah.
Let's just go down the list and start getting.
That would be good, but I can live without that. But
okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot of dominoes setting up for next year, aren't there?
There is. Yeah. A lot of things need to get done.
All right, let's move. There's some more. Don't worry, there's more for you guys. Bonneville Ace and Trash, Sluiceway 3B pin and tugger line work. Date was changed to the 14th of July.
The notification form that was sent on this is attached to your agenda, but the tugger line work was originally coordinated to occur in August, and instead it's going to happen in July at the same time as the 3B pin work. Because the ice and trash sluiceway will be out of service anyway, so it'll be one outage for both. Yes, that's why they chose these dates.
Yeah, that's
unit or powerhouse one won't be operating.
What's that, Tom?
Somebody's jumping over there. I don't care.
Yeah, not much over there. Actually. No, they really didn't shut powerhouse down during that time, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Done. Next one, Bob Cordy. The Dalles Juveniles and the Gate Wells with closed orifices. Update.
Oh, yeah, there really isn't an update on that. We're still gathering information, but it doesn't look like there's any correlation with the closed orifices yet. But we'll know when we get to the end of the season.
Okay.
I think I mentioned last time that it's pretty hard to monitor that because you got to have the sun just right when you're there. And
What do you guys have going on there, Bob? I mean, do you guys have a regular schedule and a standardized protocol, or are you just wondering, just once in a while somebody goes and looks?
It's once in a while look, and then we'll just keep marking it down and see if we see a pattern. But so far, I mean, when we've seen them in the gate wells that have the few orifices closed, which raised the concern right away, and that's why I brought it up.
Let me ask the question again a little differently. Are you looking at it in a standardized protocol so that you go up there at noon and look at one with and one without and note the number of fish that you can see, and then you can do a T-test later to look at significance, or have you put that much thought
into it? We don't really have anything standardized because it's all dependent on what we can see. Because about one out of five times that you can actually see good enough into the water fish.
I know. I've done that. But it's a matter of knowing when that time is and then checking both gate wells, you know, with and without at the same time so that you have a standardized approach. If you don't, then you don't have much to look at later on. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we look at with and without.
At the same time.
When you can see. Same time.
And you're doing that on every once in a while, whenever you can. You get enough. I mean, this is a classic T-test evaluation.
Because we're looking at them anyways for debris.
Right. So if you get enough observations in there, you're looking at them at the same time, which is important, then you should be able to tell a difference or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can run a statistical analysis of that pretty easily then. That's just a classic T-test type of.
You guys.
I think what it comes down to is if we're seeing fish in gate wells that have the orifices open, we can't really determine anything.
Right, and that's fine. It's just a matter of whether the closed orifices are a problem or not. That's what we're trying to establish here. So if you see no difference between closed and open orifices, then we'll just move on. Forget about it.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get enough
replicates?
You got any idea how many you're going to get?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, you're getting one a week or something that's working right? Maybe?
We're shooting for that.
Okay.
So maybe
but
you
I
should.
I doubt we'll even get that much.
It sounds like you need to standardize this a little bit more, Bob, and say every day or that you go out there to look, it's at the same time. Like.
And get enough replicas to say. I mean, you need
whatever
you
the
need
best
get,
light is.
You know, across the season, you need maybe
staggering time,
50 replicates or something like that. Then you'd have a good database to do a test on.
Yeah, well, and a lot of it has to be pretty much at the same time.
It does.
I understand. I know exactly what you mean. So the guy who goes out there just has to do, you know, within the hour anyway, probably okay. You know, you do the check on one gate well, then you walk down to one that doesn't have. The blockages and the orifices, and you check it, and then you note the number of fish, and you just do that every couple days or whatever. And if you have, you know, 30, 40, 50 replicates of that, then you've got a pretty good test.
Yeah.
Across the season. That's a real simple design, but it works.
Beautiful.
And it's a parametric test.
Yeah, we'll let you know when we get
close to the gate.
Okay.
Close the
all right. Next one is Tim Lomo.
Yeah.
Fish pump repairs.
Okay, so there was a coordination request sent out a couple of weeks ago, and so just an update that the Lomo fish pump number 2, that the leak has been taken care of. It was out of service
in our coordination form, we said it'd be about an hour. It was actually out of service for 40 minutes on the 7th of July. So from 255 to 335, and the repair has been fixed. So that was the easy one. 3.7, Little Goose, Spillbay, Weir transition from low crest to high crest. That transition's occurred now. It did take longer than was expected. It was taken out of service on the 7th of July at 9:20 in the morning, and it wasn't returned to service until about noon the following day. So it was out of service a little more than a day. Apparently, when they went to make the transition, there were just nothing major, but just every nut was much more rusted than they had expected. So it was just taking them a lot more time to work on.
Rusted?
Yeah.
The thing's only been in the car how long?
It was really difficult for them. Apparently, a couple, and this is the part that it didn't make sense to me yet, but there were a couple of rods that they used in support that seemed to be bent a little bit. And so they had a hard time removing them and pulling them out. So all that to say, I don't fully understand all the issues at stake here. But in talking to the project, we're going to be talking next week about what the next steps are and looking at something this winter maintenance period.
It was a much tighter fit than they anticipated. I was there when they put it in, and the designers hadn't taken their measurements correctly, I think, and the project was having to cut handrails to get this thing in. It just wasn't designed 100% correctly.
Well, it's designed really tight.
Yeah. Extremely tight.
Yeah. So there's likely to be some winter maintenance work that's necessary on this.
But you're looking at ways of streamlining the process then?
Yes. And that's the whole goal, is to make this transition be faster in the future. This was, close to 28 hours, and it shouldn't take that long. And so we're going to take a look at it this winter, but the point is we are now in the high crest position, like we should be for this time of year. Yep. So
I got 3.8 is McNary pumps.
Yeah. McNary pump.
We got Fitterwig in a couple of weeks. It'd be nice to. I'd like to go out a Little Goose and see the tail race with the higher weir.
You want to come up before, or you want to stay up
before or after? Okay.
There's that. What's the day before? Is that avian?
Yeah, that's the 21st.
Yep. Where's that at?
It's here, I think.
It's here, which is why I'll still be in Walla Walla, and I could go with you. I don't plan to be at that.
The 22nd's your Fitterwig?
22nd, 23rd. Or no.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, 22nd or 23rd.
Wednesday, July 22nd.
Yeah.
2 days.
Into the 23rd.
And 23rd. Okay.
So the possibility that we could meet out at Little Goose in the afternoon is a 20 on that Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's a 20.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Anyone's invited?
Something like that.
Yeah.
If we don't cancel it, we don't miss out on the Fish and Wildlife Service here. So then
I don't want to issue the permits.
A lot of
yes.
Okay.
So that may take a tailspin. We may all be there.
Okay.
For what? Agenda item?
Well,
I won't be there.
Yeah, 3.8 is McNary Fish Pumps.
Come on. Come back to the old project.
So, McNary Fish Pumps.
So,
Eric's
all right,
gone.
So you want to, we'll plan on Tuesday, the day before Fitterwig.
21st.
Oh, wait a minute.
The 21st.
Wait, I just realized I've got a meeting in Salem in the morning. How about on Thursday afternoon?
The other
23rd. That should work.
After Fitterwig.
Thursday. Yeah.
It'd be Thursday afternoon.
Thursday
afternoon, the 24th, after Fitterwig. Yeah. Goose site visit. Done. Okay, 3.8.
Okay. So, this is on the agenda because this is what Larry sent out an email, Larry Swenson. requesting some information about McNary fish pumps. So, fish pump number 3 at McNary, you know, that's been, well, kindly, it's been a disaster since I've been. Yeah. And so,
kind of like cranes abominable.
It's now. The good news is it's almost ready to go. With the, apparently there was an equalizing valve that has a broken stem on it, and the project is working on fixing it. I talked to Brad. His response back to me was he thinks it's going to be done in a week. Maybe. So that was that's as definitive as I could get. Sometime by this time next week, it should be fixed.
And so that's a long time. Is there they having to get parts for it, or is it?
No, it's been out. This is the one that's been out for.
No, the valve, though. I mean, when a week to fix a valve is a long time.
He said it could be a day up to a week. Right. So I'm reporting a high end. So
there may be some. They're anticipating some pops.
Yeah, I don't think.
He's going to be the wonder engineer. It's like, said it was going to take a week, took a day.
Yeah. Look at us.
Under promise, over deliver. So. So. All that to say, the valve needs to be replaced, should be taken care of in a week, in which, once that happens, okay. Fish pump number 3 will be back online at McNary. The project also pointed out that fish pump number 1 appears to have some wear on the lower guide bearing. And so, because of that, as soon as we get fish pump number 3 back online, we plan to take fish pump number 1 offline to take a closer look and figure out what's going on. They'd like to measure what they call the run out or the wobble due to the wear. And so we'll learn more once we take a closer look at that wobble. Right now, no one knows what kind of problem we have.
What's our history with those 3 pumps we've had? Which ones have been most recently repaired, and which ones are not? I know it goes back before your time.
I know that fish pump 3 has been.
Do you remember?
Last year there was one down too. Was that 3 still?
Yeah, that was 3.
We've had all kinds of problems.
3 has been down since I've ever been around.
But out about 1 and 2, what's the rehab history on those?
We did one of those.
One of them.
I remember you got 3.
Which one is the one that was redone? Is it 1 or 2?
I think it's 2.
So 2's in good shape.
2's in good shape.
And so now we're just cycling through 1, which is going. Now the other part of this issue was to talk about operation of those units in the future.
Right.
Whether we can run with 2, whether we can run with
3
have to run all 3 of them at a lower head or a lower operation, lower RPM. Do we need to beef up 2 of the pumps to actually handle the full load, and how far out of criteria are we with 2? There's a whole bunch of questions
you're
here.
Really close. Maybe a tenth out on your head.
That's at what? That's 10, so it's 0.9 instead of, it should really be better than 1. Though, I wouldn't call it just a tenth out. I mean, it's 10th on a minimum.
Yeah,
we'd like to be
tenth on the low end.
A little higher than minimum.
We haven't
even
hit the low flows yet.
One thing I was wondering about when I was out there with this 2 pump operation, I was wondering if you had any potential. There's 12 orb escapes open here. Did you close
them?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, that's always an option. Now, this needs to be teed up as a discussion item, not just an update, but I think we need to have a. I hate to wait till the next. It'd be nice. We'll probably okay.
Well, we'll talk about
this is an overwinter thing, probably.
Yeah, I'll maybe talk about fitter. So if it's next fitter week, they might shift through the day. Probably won't have. They want to measure the run out of 1 yet. That's really going to be the question: is what are they going to do for 1?
That's kind of the reactive thing, but there's also a long term sort of.
That's what I'm saying. So once you get 1 back, then you can start.
You can start juggling this. So we have time, really, because 1's going to take a while. It could take the nose, 5 years.
Procedures is the problem,
right?
You got to run the. 3 for a while before you could take out 1?
Of course.
Yeah, so how long
make
do you
sure
do that?
They're going to commission it. That's the right to
break the wine bottle on it.
Yeah, let me commission it. Yeah.
I just wonder how long you run it before
wine
you start thinking about it.
Probably wine, I don't know.
A week or so. What do you guys normally do for that?
One.
How long do you normally want to run 1 before you start taking another 1 out?
Good man, don't look at me, man.
Okay.
These pumps are
you guys have been doing this more than
these
me.
These ones are God only knows these people.
They don't really know. That's a crapshoot.
I just don't know how quick.
30 days for a trip.
Well, if there's a manufacturer, if there's a repair problem, they'll show up fairly quickly.
Yeah, but you don't want two down.
And you don't want two down.
So, are we going to put this on the fitter week for Walla Walla in July 21st and 2nd, or if possible?
I don't think I have enough information. I don't have any more.
Okay. Well, if you do have information, you can bring it to that fitter week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an O&M issue here, though, too, and that's how to operate them in the long term.
We'll definitely put it on the August.
Let's put it on the August for discussion there and kind of carry that on through.
And
but we'll need some information.
And before you take one out, because I mean, usually end of August, September, is you get a good flush of fish moving through there, so we want to make sure we've got something
that's what I'm worried about.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Running from time to that time.
Yeah.
That was kind of Larry's question. You know, how are we going to do? Are we going to bring it up and run all three for a while? Do we need to take one down and look at it? And then long term, do we start a rotation operating hours and just put one pump into a preventive maintenance rotation each so many hours or something like that?
I know my preference is, it was my understanding after talking of the project that running two pumps, you're in criteria.
That's what Larry said.
Well, I hear close.
You're close to
maybe not very good if you're really well outside of the middle range. You know how that works. I hate to be at the minimum and then be low and accept that as a constant operation.
If we can get, maybe we close an orifice or two.
I mean, there's all kinds of options here.
Maybe start looking at some of the telemetry stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever wired it up to look at specific orifices.
I don't want to go outside of criteria then just accept that as our operation.
Well, also I don't want to start closing orifices just because to get us back in criteria.
That's what you have to look at, exactly. That's kind of the wrong approach, too. But for a short term, it's okay. So we can look at that. And then the long term is maybe the pumps need to be sized differently. You know, I realize that's like, oh, my God, how much, but... That's the way. That's cost to a business. So if these things need to be a little larger, so we can have a redundant system there. Then that's something to be looked at too. That's a fairway thing.
Okay,
really.
Don't use the people who did Ice Harbor.
Yeah.
No,
they've got it right.
But I was going to say one thing.
Had a lot of practice.
Yeah, they should be better now.
I would say they'll also take a look at looking at operations. If what's better, doing two rotation or three at a lower head, because I know pumps, if you don't operate it for a period of time, they have problems, so you need to keep operating. That's why cycling makes sense. But also take a look at running them at a lower head, lower RPM, to see if that's better operation. I don't know if it's going to be better.
Well, I think if you brought the third pump on, then you can start playing around with that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Wait for the slug of fish to go through before you do anything serious.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that the manufacturer would have their recommendation.
Right.
Well, and the project, too, has been doing this for years.
Right.
Obviously, since the 50s. So they have an idea of how to run these things, and it's just a matter of getting people in the room. And then, if we can't meet you don't want to run three, you can't meet the criteria two, then you talk about closing an orifice or two to meet.
My preference would be to be able to run to have a third that
cycles
that we rotate through, but
not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Keep it off.
More
for
than likely, when you take that one off, the wobble is not going to start up again.
That's good. So I guess what I would ask is maybe the next step.
I would fear that.
Talk to your people. I mean, you guys know the project and your maintenance guys
more
there,
serious.
And say what's the best way? Should we be operating them all three all the time? Run them at a lower RPM, lower head type thing? Or does it make sense to run two, put them into a rotation type effect of, so many hours and try to balance the hours on each?
Is everyone here going to be at Fitterwig in Walla Walla?
Everyone that cares about this issue.
Okay. Everyone that cares about this issue going to be at?
The plan is,
okay. Because I'll try to get Brad to attend the Fitterwig so that he can be there in person. We can, granted, we'll still have some unknowns then with fish pump three.
And one.
But I think it'd be good. I'm going to be out. I'm going to miss August F-bomb. And so I would like to have the discussion with you folks and Brad in the room.
Sure.
So let's cue that up for
clarification, that's Fitterwig's on the 21st and the 22nd, both days? Or one day?
Walla Walla is 2 days.
Thursday.
22nd.
You're
off 23rd. 22nd, 23rd.
Right.
Okay, 22nd, 23rd. Okay.
Wednesday.
That's Fitterwig.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll have a discussion in February. Probably be carrying this on to FPOM in September, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see this going several iterations before we come up with a plan.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it then, and then FPOM in September. By FPOM in September, we should have at least know what we need to know about fish pump one.
Okay.
And
three
buttoned up.
September 10th.
Okay. Okay.
Even assuming all three pumps are in great shape, we still have a decision to come up with.
Wow. Yeah.
Make a decision.
Okay.
The F pump in August, actually. When is that?
Yeah. Should we make a subgroup for this, like a task group for the?
Well, I don't think that needs to. I think it can be presented and talked internally. I don't think it's that big.
Really?
It's just
what we really need
is for the projects to project to develop three or four alternatives here. You know, I know there's unknowns, but. How will you meet criteria with two, with three? How do you meet criteria with two, with orifices closed, that sort of thing? Which orifices would be closed based on passage, all that kind of stuff. But FPOM in August, I'm a little worried about it.
The 13th.
The what, 13th? Mid, yeah.
That's your SRWG.
Right, proposal review, so we won't be there.
What?
A lot of people won't be there.
Same time.
What?
13th, 14th.
Yep.
12th. How about the 20th?
That'd be
Thursday
after Mississippi. Probably SCT.
I don't have a Mississippi trip on the calendar.
There's SCT, yeah.
Mississippi trip for John Day on.
All right. Well, we might have to cancel it or put it at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's going to be really tough because there'll be people out for.
You guys are in Mississippi on the 17th?
We're in the Mississippi the first week and the third week of August.
Or what?
The first week is from McNary Outfall, the third week is for John Day Spill.
That's when the AFF meeting is, too, right?
Yeah. The AFF meeting is the
17th. Oh, AFF.
AFF.
I thought you heard it. I heard AFS.
We're going to have to AFF.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the same time as Mississippi.
All right. Let's get back on track. We'll go over our calendars at the end of the meeting. Okay, so let's move into the Dalles galvanized grading issue. So, Bob, you still on?
Yes, I'm still on.
Okay, we're going to do that, and then we'll go right into the Dalles ice and trash sluiceway discussion. But Natalie's on there too. And Natalie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay.
And it's more than galvanized issue. It's also the three-quarter inch issue for lamprey.
It's immediate replacement.
Started off where we're at. We have the one-inch galvanized in stock to do the lower east ladder and the junction pool. And we're trying to determine do we move ahead with this? Do we only replace? I know the last FPOM, the decision was if you have stuff that is in need of replacement, you do so. And then otherwise, we hold off for a decision. But if it's going to be three-quarter, we need to be planning budget-wise right now what we're going to do with the stuff that we have in stock and purchase the grading. And we need to move out on this like yesterday. So we just need a decision.
And it's complicated by the intakes. Basically, you can't just take out the gratings. You have to do the trash rakes and the trash racks. And that's some of the complication that Dave Clugston and I came upon when we were going to do Washington Shores.
If you use three-quarters.
Yeah, if we use three-quarters, correct.
I mean, if I recall, the way we kind of started this whole thing was like what Cordy said, that if there were imminent need that you could replace with what you have because we don't have any alternative right now. I guess the question you want to know is what else you can do besides that. If you're already in the ladder doing it, you want to replace a bunch of it at a time, I assume, right?
Yeah, well, we're already doing it. Our plan is, if we go in there any given section, one or two grading that needs to be replaced. Well, you got to tear up all the attachment to get to it. So if you do that, then you will replace the whole section. But we need to we need to move forward on this three-quarter inch decision, because if that's something that we need to start buying now on project funds, we need to start planning for that, and then figuring out what to do with the stuff we have in stock.
Yeah.
And the same goes for the zinc. You know, if we, you know, I don't know if we're out of the woods yet on that, but you know, everything looks good so far from the sampling we've done. So is that, you know, is that decision finalized?
Well, let alone the support issue as well.
Yes.
So is three-quarter inch the thickness of the metal or the opening?
Opening, the gap size.
Yes.
So if, if we happen to get our muscle friends moving in, is that going to add weight to the structure or narrow the gap even further than we want?
If we get those muscles in there,
that'll be at least the problem.
They got big problems.
Yeah. The reason I bring that up is, I mean, there's a coating supposedly out there that they don't like, and so if we're talking about painting
something, zinc is one of them. Zinc is one of them they don't like.
Right. So I mean, should we start as we're debating whether or not we want to close the gap?
Let's put zinc in there. Yeah, let's coat them with more. The idea was to paint them.
I mean. I think for this issue right now, for John Day, it's primarily whether you can do, I mean, yeah, at the Dalles, where you can you go ahead and replace all the big chunk of them for the with those galvanized ones you already have on stock, which are one-inch gap, right?
Yeah, should we plan to put in several sections this winter, or should we hold off and only put in the sections that are in absolute need?
We also said the ones that were not known lamprey problem areas you could do as well. So
yeah,
I don't know.
If you don't have lamprey issues at the places you're going to replace them, we're not that concerned.
So if you look at that inventory, you can see if it isn't most of it anyway.
Yeah, that lamprey problem thing is more of a, it's hard to determine. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, we have areas that
history.
Theoretically lamprey problems, but we haven't really identified any problems per se, because you don't know what's under the grading.
Yeah, you don't check that.
Well, you know, some of them you've got known histories of where you've had stranding and Mort's discovered, so that's all we got to base it on, so that's what we got to use for now.
Hey, Bob, how much you got in stock? A lot?
We have enough to do the lower east ladder all the way down to the junction pool and the complete junction pool. And I believe the east entrance as well.
Oh, this is aging nicely.
So it's about half of the grading that we need, maybe a little bit under.
Bob, one thing, if you do use this, have you guys talked about putting like the flat plate along the edges, at least give the lamprey pathway not that they'd be less likely to go through the bars with?
Well, there already is a flat plate for the attachment. It's just a flat bar that's about probably 6 inches wide that goes over all the seams. That, those are put in back in the 90s when we had a bunch of grading below.
Well, I was thinking more of we're doing like a bottom, we're putting just along the edge of the walls, putting like, I guess like a foot wide strip of sheet metal that would basically, because they found those lamps are like to stick usually close to the end walls. And that's kind of
okay, we haven't planned on expanding with the bar that's there right now.
And our hydraulic engineers have been reluctant to let us do that. Yeah.
Size is the key here. I mean, these things can be painted.
But then, additionally, as Natalie was mentioned, you know, if we go three quarter anywhere in the ladder, then we need to first address the intake for the fish unit, and then that raises the big question: do we, you know, fit it on project funding? And that's what we're going to need to work out. But if the commitment is three quarter, we need to start planning.
Right.
That as well.
Exactly. That's the long-term planning.
I would say you start planning for your, this is Ed Meyer, I would say you start planning for that trash rack, because whether you're three quarters or 1 inch on your diffusers, if you're three quarters up on your trash racks, you're good there, but, you know, and eventually, it sounds like eventually you're probably going to be three quarters, you know, in the diffusers. It's just a matter of how we get
How we get there.
I don't think you know exactly where lamprey can be a problem, because you don't look everywhere. And where you do look, you've seen problems.
But realistically,
at some point, I can't remember if this was done or not, but hydraulics is going to need to look at what can we get away with three-quarter. I know they've done, for the grading groups, they've figured out how to actually get three-quarter inch, but maintain kind of the same open area, if I'm not mistaken, because they reduced the, you know, the members of the vein.
Support.
Reduced the width on those.
Doubler beams.
Yeah, Shauna's Eskelson has looked carefully through that because they didn't want to have to go ladder by ladder, grading by grading, to, and then, you know, do the analysis on that. So they tried to find something that would be standard.
Realistically, when do we think we can make a change there? 2013, 14, or 15?
Well, that's the next budget stuff. Would be 12, so...
At the soonest, if it's the highest priority.
That's the issue. I mean,
so, for now, we're seeing replacing kind. We have it in stock like crazy. Put it in there and then start working the issue, but it's going to be 5 years before we'd ever touch this one.
Do you really want me to take that back to the tribe? It's going to be 5 years before we do anything on gradients at a known source problem location like Dallas?
It seems like that's what the schedule is.
I mean, okay, I'll take my lumps and then I'll be sure to pass it back to you guys.
But what are we going to change and not do?
I think what you do is you replace
what needs
Bob.
To be done.
I guess my recommendation is for those areas where you have known problems with the gradings, they're falling apart, replace them in kind.
Yep.
But don't just put these things in everywhere. And then the core needs to move around to the finer grading as soon as possible. I don't know how you do that, but
yeah. I mean, at some point we're going to need to know is this definitely the direction we're going to go 3/4.
And I'm not sure this is O&M either.
No.
It's this.
No.
You
know,
this is.
One of the questions was, though, if we talked with the core tribes and they did not prioritize this over a lot of other things because of the limited dollars we have for lamprey money. So they can hire, I mean, they understand with what, so to try to get this out of lamprey funds is going to be tough. We got enough other stuff that's higher priority. So you're right. How do we work this long term? Is it a slow transition for O&M? Is it a add-on for CRFM, which where is it going to come from? So those are kind of the budgeting issues.
It'll definitely be a slow transition for O&M.
No matter how it goes, I think it's going to happen.
And then
right
it
now.
Could be faster with CRFM.
But in the meantime, you got to replace the ones in peril.
Screens.
Right, because you don't want them without them at all.
No. Correct. And what you guys are going to have to deal with, whether we were involved or not, is the support. They're not adequate in some places and things like that, which are going to get, I mean, they're human safety issues like that that are going to be coming up as well.
Hey, Bob, I guess what I, from my perspective, what I would say is you guys leave it up to the project, but replace in kind in all locations where you think you may have failures in the next few years.
Right.
So you guys assess it as you go along, and if you see that, you know, the existing gradings are looking poor, and I'll leave that up to you guys as to what poor means, replace.
Yeah, when it's dried up, if we're seeing something that needs to be replaced,
we're just gonna do it.
Yeah.
Know? Just do it in kind.
And if that means, you know, we have to pull it out later and replace it with 3/4,
That's fine.
That's what we'll do. You just design the 3/4 to fit in place. But
Just for down the road, we need to plan, you know, if we are going 3/4, I need to get our engineering staff up to speed on a plan to do it.
Well, I see two problems.
And for budgeting as well.
Yeah.
We have two issues here. One is what to do with what you have in hand with failing infrastructure. The second one is how to do something completely new. So I would address the first one, as I mentioned, and the second one needs, I think, a discussion with some folks around the table. Because it sounds like the tribes aren't going to be too happy with the schedule that we've heard.
I'm going to brief with my director in about 2 hours. So.
Yeah, we'll bring it up. You know, it's a prioritization issue, and we can talk about that at a later date.
But I mean, 3/4 is the direction.
It is the direction, as far as I've heard over and over and over.
Nobody's arguing that.
Nobody's arguing it. It's just the implementation schedule,
right.
I think, and how soon.
Yeah, and how it gets funded.
Since we have all this stuff on the bank, let's use it as we can. Because we don't want a failure. I've seen the results of that firsthand, and it's a
thousand.
Exactly.
Especially the dowels.
So when in doubt, if you got a concern, replace it.
Replace.
Yeah, I mean, be conservative with it, but just don't go out and start replacing stuff you don't have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Be critical, but when in doubt.
And leave it to the project.
Yeah.
But let us know, Bob. Keep us posted.
Now, and then additionally, then we need to know on this the intake 3/4 inch. Is that something we should be adding to our list in the project?
All part of the 3/4 inch question.
You got to start thinking 3/4. From now on, 3/4.
It's a package deal.
Future.
Okay.
For design.
For design, yeah.
We've got a design grading and screen, so that's already there. It's just doing it, figuring out how to get it done, paid for.
Yep.
All right.
Move forward.
Let's move to the Dalles Ice and Trash Sluiceway Study Operation.
Before you move on.
Before I do that.
Sorry. Bob, did you have any updates on the zinc issue at all? Did I miss
I can't remember when the latest results were. It was a while back, though, for the latest sample. But everything's been negative.
Okay.
And the control that we've done for the stuff that was sitting on the deck, that came in positive, so we know something's coming off. But
sure.
Dilution.
But you're not picking it up in the ladder.
Right.
Okay.
But I just heard that we were going to start adding zinc as a zebra mussel control method. Is that...
No.
Where's that fruit?
Where's that fruit?
Wasn't sure. Thanks.
Not yet.
But it is something. But with that, then there comes our planning.
Oh,
should be looking.
Sound like Jim Adler.
For good reason.
Say again, Bob.
I thought we were doing powder coated.
Or should we go for powder coated?
We're going to powder coat. That's a future list. Yeah, that's a future.
And let the zebra mussels come as they come.
That's part of that 3/4 inch and future trading.
All right. Enough of this. Enough of this talk about zinc and mussels. We'll get plenty of opportunity.
And will zebra mussels filter out zinc? There you go. Cleaning system. Put them in.
And their hazardous waste.
That's for our spill response thing.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Take care.
All right. Got to get my thoughts together.
Sorry.
Ice and Trash number 6. We're moving it up so the people on the phone can go do other things after this. So apparently at the Fitterwig, the past year's data, I guess the first cut of analysis was presented by Fenton from PNNL, and there was a discussion about kelp fallback. When should we open it? Right now in the fish passage plan, the ice and trash sluiceway is open from 1st of April till the end of November. Apparently there's some preliminary data or some data out there from U of I that shows that kelts do fall back through the ice and trash sluiceway in March.
What if they call it falling back?
Well, they use it. Let's just say the kelts use it. Fish go through it.
It's the primary passage route.
There you go.
So, the question is, the Corps has, our technical experts have advised the Corps to open it in March. I guess there was some discussions at Fitterwig. I wasn't there. Some people said yes. Some people said we need some more information. So let's have that discussion again.
And just to say, one other thing we need to decide. Part of this is also going to affect how we do a dive this year, or if we do a dive. I think we need to do a dive. Whether we continue with study, even if we don't, we have to do a dive, and we're trying to get the contract out. So we need to have some decisions like, are we going to yank the transducers along the powerhouse this year? Do we have money to continue study? Where is it going to come from? It was rated low in SCT. So those are issues that also have to all roll into what we're going to do with this equipment that's sitting out there right now.
This is a big issue.
Yes.
Yeah. Dave's got a handout as well. Do you have any
This is one I gave. I got a couple. This is just the sheet, the kind of summary sheet that led up to where we are with Fenton's information, which I gave out. Most of you guys got it before, but it's here. But it's just background data that kind of sets a stage.
Gary.
Table it. Yeah. Nothing's going to happen here. This is going to take a separate discussion with folks having lots of time to prepare and sharpen their swords. and we need a proper battlefield. This isn't it. So
let's go to Edge. Let's go to Mississippi.
Let's win and wear it. But,
really?
But probably not here.
Well, what about this contract? I mean, when
yeah,
you
I've
need
got to get this was due now. Just which
you're talking about
this
for the study,
right? Well, you've got transducers in the water.
Are we going to yank?
Got to take them in, take them out, or leave them in? Can you leave them in?
There, yes, but there's one thing. They say you can leave them in potentially, and then hopefully if you pull them out later and find out they weren't calibrated, they got ways to readjust for it. But there are some perils in that. See, if they had their way, they would be doing pulling them out, recalibrating them, putting them in after they test them, which will happen like September. So we've got year-end money. We want to spend it this year because next year's got lots of obligations. So what we would like to be able to do is get this dive figured out, get the contract, and obligate the money before, September?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
So you're using this year's money.
So yeah. Sounds like you have to pull them out regardless if you're going to have to calibrate them.
Well, they say you don't have to, but I think it'd be perilous not to. What's for recalibration.
The cost?
The cost for the dive is about, probably when you get everything involved, 100, 120, somewhere in there. Probably closer to 100 this year because they
take it in and put them back on. To take them out and put them back in is
That may be closer to 110 to do the whole shebang to get them back in, recalibrated.
So it's 100 regardless, 110 to put them back in. Is that right?
Well, it depends on how quick they can do it. There's some
quarter of $1 million just putting it out.
No.
No.
110,000.
Yeah, 110,000.
Still a lot.
Okay. It's quite a bit. And the study itself is like 500,000 to 600,000 as well. So you're talking close to $600,000 to $700,000 to redo the study.
Which is fine.
And that's,
about 200,000.
I guess what we've got to decide is, sooner or later, with the next meeting, wherever we're setting up, that's where we decide what we want to do and how we want to do it. So I guess one thing is, if we're going to do this, if we're going to take the effort, I mean, the other avenue is to pull them out and wait a year.
No. Well, leave the operational one, then.
The decision is, do we have enough information with the study we have to make a management operational decision? That needs to be answered. Once that's answered, you either move forward with doing this or you're done.
But you also have to decide what it's going to take to get that information, if it's feasible.
Do we have enough information?
How long it's going to take to get, and whether you can get the information that we're trying to get. More, if there is people require additional information, what can we do it? What would it take to do it?
And I don't think that we've crossed that first bridge yet.
Jerry, have you written a paper yet on what credit?
No. That's why I'm bulking here, because I'd like to have some time to actually go through all the data.
Weighing in the decision, to move forward.
I can tell you the evidence is pretty much pointing, better evidence pointing towards operating these for those 2 additional months for this system than there was for Bonneville Corner Corridor.
Yeah.
But of course, I guess not on that one.
We're going to have the second meeting.
But you kind of know what I'm going to say.
Sooner rather than later, what Dave's saying.
Yes.
If we want to make the decision to pull them out, we decide that we're willing to take the risk of leaving them in,
and we have money to do it.
Well, leaving them in doesn't take any money.
You mean without recalibrating or doing anything?
Correct. I mean, that's the risk that we're weighing right now.
Make that decision to do the study later. We can do that if we don't do this end of season.
And the difference, okay. Yeah, if you guys want a chance that.
I'd say ask Fenton and the boys at P&L. Is it, what's the real risk? I mean, I think you should calibrate them, but maybe you can get away with it for a year.
The risk is if, potential damage if we leave them in, don't do a study, and the potential that when they go out, you have to kind of like guess the recalibration curve while they were gone. And that's kind of questionable at times. But usually it's probably, they say they can do it fairly well.
But this is strictly the powerhouse transducers. Mm-hmm.
The ice and transducers, the way they can pull and they can lift. And so this is to actually, the part we're talking about is the part that assesses what goes through the powerhouse.
And the question is, do we need that?
And that's the question. And it depends on what kind of study you think you have to have if you have them. if you're doing any kind of manipulation or anything, you got to see what it does at the firehouse. So if we do that, and if we do some of these block studies, we're going to have to potentially do them for 2 to 3 months to get enough blocks to mean something. So you might be doing January, February, and March if you're looking at that whole thing.
Or we just run in one condition then.
Pardon?
Or we just run in one condition.
Do one condition, you just,
yeah.
And what is that one condition?
It just depends on whether you want a block design or not. If you do a block, you're going to have to do a couple of months at least. And so if we can figure out a design that doesn't have a block formula, then we can probably get away with doing it.
But that's not going to happen here.
No.
No.
What I'm saying is this is a big enough issue. I know it's going to be relevant.
Yeah,
it's not going to be decided here, so let's have a meeting where we can get all of our ducks in a row, everybody can be prepared for it, and we can go through all these things.
I'm ready.
In a logical step-wise fashion.
But the decision needs to be made today is do we leave them in? And,
yeah.
And I would say we should just
leave
them in.
Leave them in with no dive?
Yeah.
And
well, can that dive decision be made later? I mean, how late does
not
it
Not for this year money.
Yeah, FY.
How long is it? September.
Yeah.
What?
September,
It takes a month. That's
because we got to write the contract, we can put it out in the streets. It's got
to get. Yeah, we're trying to get a decent bid. Last time we didn't get a good bid, and it was quite expensive.
When's your drop dead?
What's your drop dead date for getting this out this year?
July?
I'd say the end of July. We need a decision probably by the 31st. And we may go and try to see if we can get a decent bid. And Dave can explain how we'd set it up such that the mandatory would be taking them out.
We could do the whole shebang.
And then we have options to do the rest.
So, Natalie, could we set it up to do everything, to take everyone out, recalibrate them, and put them all in, and then cancel the whole thing?
I think we should set it up with the mandatory.
So you have to have a minimal mandatory?
Yeah, I would do a minimal mandatory and then the options.
So it's more like all or nothing then, in a way.
Well,
for us to decide, either we're not going to do a dive or we're going to do a dive. If we do a dive, we got to act like we're going to do it all. With the potential.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you set up the dive as mandatory, then you just set it up such that if you pull them out, then you pull them out. If you decide, and then from Fenton's emails back and forth to me, he said it's going to take some time to get the recalibration done in Seattle, so we would have to set up that second dive anyway. So you'd have to execute that option to put them back in again, and that may be needed with, different money. You might have to execute that with FY10 money.
So the question is, are we going to do some more studies on this? And what are they going to be? Can we do just an operation and evaluate the fish going through the ice and trash sluice?
So a ton of questions. I think the best thing to do is to find a date where we can sit down for a half a day or whatever.
As soon as possible.
Everything else just table.
Yeah, and I would say, let's pick a day. Where it's going to be most
throw
of the guys
out
around here. Natalie, and I suppose P&L ought to be involved too, since they're going to.
Yeah,
we're
just like to.
Right.
So
if Fenton can't make it, Gary Johnson can take his place too. So he knows what's going on.
Today is what, the 9th. You want to get this done by the end of July? What about the 20th?
Monday.
The 20th. Monday afternoon.
Works for me.
I'll make it work.
20th is in 2 weeks.
That's one of our potential performance standard days.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's got to get set.
Yeah.
Got too many meetings that are bouncing around.
About the 22nd.
Yeah,
Fitterweg.
That's Walla Walla.
No, then the week gets the 24th is my next.
Well, what's your other date?
Friday.
For performance.
How about the 17th?
I won't be in the office, unfortunately.
How much time?
What about the 16th? Bill's. Where'd Bill go?
There's in the afternoon?
There's SCT in the morning, and I don't know if it's scheduled to go in the afternoon or not.
I'm wide open that afternoon, so if SCT...
Can you get prepared by
but
then?
Tom will be there.
A week? That's a week from today. Is that enough time?
You're out that week, the whole week.
Back Thursday night. So Friday afternoon will work. But people
are 17th?
I want you there.
That's
you said
17th. 17th afternoon, but I think Gary's on.
I'm out.
So how about the 20th, and you guys can shift your performance meeting.
That's really the only day that's lining up for that one. I haven't heard back from Richie in science area yet.
But
so.
Performance meeting, is that going to be all there?
That's pretty important. It's going to run long, probably.
Which one's that?
Performance.
Is that in the morning?
Yeah, all day.
Maybe all day.
Unknowable.
Well, I don't think it's an all-day thing.
It'll
never be an all-day thing. I just can't.
24th? Friday the 24th?
Well, I'm still thinking the 20th, but
24th is the core picnic.
Oh.
We can do it in the morning.
I can do the 24th. Jason, what do you think about doing both of these on the 20th?
Morning.
Can we get them both in?
Is out.
Which one starts?
Might be able to.
Or are we trying to kill too many birds with...
No, you can do it.
Come on.
Well, the thing
about
the
pizza
is
and
it's
quick.
The
Dallas is going to be a pretty confined discussion.
Right. What it is, I don't think it's going to take that long. We just got to go through some of the data.
How long do you want to keep
then it's going to be, we'll cross swords and then we'll
two hours.
We'll
2 hours
away
for the Dallas.
We'll come back again later, I think, is what's going to happen.
The 27th, there's like
rocks for a white paper. It's too close to the drop dead, I think.
Unless you make a definitive decision.
How about 9 o'clock Monday morning?
The 20th.
And okay. Let's find a place.
Okay.
Do you want me to make a room over here?
It's going to be tough here because we have all of our staff meetings on that day. So
okay, I'll set up a
Where's
room
your
here.
Metrics?
Hopefully we'll get the summit.
Okay.
Thank you, Natalie.
Natalie, if you can't file it, let me know. I can get one in our office.
To see if they're available.
I don't know who's talking to me.
That was Loris. He said, could pick and maybe get a room if we can't. So check first and we'll call Tom.
I think the downstairs conference room is
as well. Excellent.
Okay, I'll look here. I'll let you know, Tom.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
One question about the performance meeting. Is that an open to everyone? Because I haven't seen anything about that yet. Is that an actual
meeting? What meeting?
Yeah. Just wanted to know who's invited.
I don't know anything about it.
See, the fishing cords don't weigh much in these woods.
The wind's blowing a little loud.
Do we want to kind of outline some of the issues that we want to make sure people are thinking about?
Why don't you do that in the agenda and send it out?
Natalie, you hear that?
Yeah. No, I suggest you outline the issues, yes. Send it out to everybody with an agenda, and say, this is what we're talking about.
Do you have any comments on it?
Yeah, and bring your comments.
For the contract stuff, that's all stuff we're not,
I'm not worried about
we'll
that.
We'll be prepared for the discussion about
this
the data.
This is more like a fitter wig, SRWG.
Yeah, it's SRWG,
it's a combo.
O&M, next year, step in and do it, forget about all the studies, we're done.
Since we have our calendars out, can we set up some other dates that we need to nail down, like... August F-bomb? Are we going to postpone it to September? Since August is... August 13th is... what's going on that week?
Preliminary proposal review.
The 12th and 14th at
CRICFIT.
That's
at CRICFIT?
SCT.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, Brad
got
was
it, huh?
Begging for a room, and I was able to get one.
And...
Yeah, I had to go through the... I had to get more signatures in that room.
Do we need to have an F-bomb?
Upstairs it does.
Do we need to have an F-bomb in August?
Do you want to wait for September as a question?
It won't be there. What's the point?
I think our most pressing issue is the Dallas.
Right.
Bill, CT's on the 20th of August in the morning. Do you think it'll go in the afternoon?
You're in Erdick anyway.
Hmm?
Isn't that your Erdick trip?
No, that's going to be the 24th through the 20th.
Oh,
good.
I just got my calendar.
Oh, good.
We don't have to. I mean, it's only going to be if there's any discussions about rankings.
Yeah. We're get it all done on next Thursday.
Does that open up for you, too?
A bunch of it.
24th?
The 20th.
20th
of August.
Yeah, we might have a budget numbers talked about.
So?
It'll be an afternoon meeting on the 20th. Otherwise,
what day is the 20th?
Wow.
Thursday.
Okay, we'll just have it here.
Let's
then.
Do that here. We've got the room.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry
we'll
about
it. We'll have an F-bomb on the 20th at 1 o'clock right here. It'll be a short one.
What do we think about them bumping to September since that would be kind of silly to have one that week and now?
Well, we'll take that one
we
up.
We did that with July.
We'll just defer that to them.
Yeah.
We just did that. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago.
I know. I was going to say, what did I just hear?
September 1 is normally going to be on the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
A lot of things going on about that time of year. Fish passage.
What are you chasing?
We're ending at least.
Okay, so Erdick is the 3rd through the 7th on that.
3rd through the 7th is McNary Outfall.
And the 24th and the 29th?
Through the 28th is tentative, at least, John Day.
It's been half of August in Mississippi.
Oh, that's crazy. My calendar has 229. Oh,
you what?
Yeah, my calendar has 229.
All right.
I didn't know
Tim
was your walking calendar. 28.
Is it leap year? Yeah. That is crazy. Okay, so SCT is the 12th and 13th. FPOM is the 20th with SCT. Looks like Monday the 10th is the only open day in case we want to have a meeting.
What did you say in SCT?
Yeah, SCT pre-proposal.
SRWG.
SRWG
pre-proposal is 12, 13, and 14, I think.
Is that wall-to-wall this year?
No, yeah. It's in Portland.
Are you sure?
It's only 12, 13, and 14.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The other one's in wall-to-wall.
Right. So the review is in.
Basically, August 10th, yeah. Monday, is a date if you guys want to have a meeting.
What was that?
Placeholder meeting?
For what?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
It's the only day free. Let's all take Monday the 10th off.
Of what? Of the September?
Oh, no, it's not free. We have our golf picnic, our golf tournament.
That's right. That's
sorry,
the
guys.
Core golf tournament that day already.
Anybody want to play in the core golf tournament?
What are you talking about,
Bernie? Every day is booked. That's the.
According to my calendar.
From what are you looking for?
Chip over I'm not. I'm just
screwing around. We got the meeting set for the 20th, right?
Yeah, 20th in the afternoon.
So we're good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right here.
Comedy error. Comedy of errors. All right.
You want another meeting? We could have two F-bombs in August.
Yeah. We'll have one on the 10th with the golf course part. If you want to join us.
You can buy mulligans at this.
Was that you, Natalie?
Yeah. I have an update for the meeting on the 20th. If we can meet at 10, I can get the summit room. 10 to 12?
We already have a, don't we?
10 to 12 for the 20th?
July.
July 20th.
Is that too late?
Well, that's 2 hours.
Depends on that other secretive meeting that may occur.
If not, then we'll have to do it over your shop, with your conference room. Because I couldn't find any other room.
Yeah, 10 to 10's better than nothing. Actually, that's not bad.
If we come ready, it should be done.
You can prepare for 2 hours prior.
Well, I've got a staff meeting at 9. I can actually make it for charge.
10 to 12, it is.
Okay, great. Bring food if you're hungry. So. Okay, great. Thanks.
And then the performance
meeting
will be
I guess I'll be there.
1 to 4.
Can you ask Richie if that's going to work for you inside? So if not that good.
He's in D.C. right now, so...
What do we decide on the September?
We're just going to leave it. Leave it as the second Tuesday on the 10th.
No Congress to wait.
Or Thursday, and if we need it, we'll use it. If not, we'll cancel it.
Okay. I'm just checking. Hey, that's when the Dallas school wall construction is done.
August 12th.
It's supposed to start the 8th.
August 8th? September.
What are we doing in September?
Come on, Jerry.
What is it?
Yeah, it's right there on the calendar.
It's a tight schedule.
Well, I've got it on my calendar.
Okay, any other calendar discussions we need to have here?
Construction.
You good? Wall is good.
Good.
Miro's birthday was yesterday. Okay, let's move into. Oh, Ben Houseman turns. How old are you going to be on the 22nd?
Can you drink beer yet?
Yeah.
There's physical age and there's the actual age.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Okay, so let's move on. Granite operation of the adult fish trap. What is up?
Yes. So.
Goodbye.
Popular topic. Well, before we jump into that, there's this sheet moving around here that I think got stalled out here. That pile.
It's attached to your agenda.
Oh. Walla walla.
Yeah, this is basically the. See, we have the Herson flush, and this is the Bailey brief.
moving around here.
The Bailey Brief?
Bailey's Briefs are moving around.
The
so, just an update on what's going on in Walla Walla. Lower Granite, Operation Adult Fish Trap. As you recall, there's issues with water supply at the fish trap. It was one that, if you remember the meeting in Walla Walla, Jerry Harmon saying there was problems.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the gates and the constriction.
Yeah. So basically where we're at right now is we know that we're not getting the flow. There's a 36-inch pipe supplying water to the fish trap, and there's not enough water coming through that pipe. And the question is, why? We still don't know the answer to that question, why.
For all this time, you guys have sent somebody through the pipe to see if the valve's half open or half closed?
Well,
or?
Not yet. No. So here's the there's some options here. And we can, as always in this type of thing, we like to do it during the winter maintenance period. But there's a couple problems with that. One is that's pushing it back until February, when we'd like to start getting more information and learning more. The other issue with the adult or the winter maintenance period is the pipe will be dry then, and I think there's some concern from the project of sending a person through a 36-inch pipe suspended above the ground in a confined space. The preferred
have it blows up from the ground.
As opposed to 10 feet under.
Yeah.
Probably buried.
Well, that's 44 inch, though. This is a little thin.
Yeah. So the preferred option is to use an ROV to send through the pipe, which to do that, though, the pipe needs to be watered up, which means using the winter maintenance window is difficult. Okay?
You could do a crawler. You can put a ROV, you can put a camera attraction. Pipeline inspection camera on a crawler.
So there are. That's part of me bringing this up. Is there are other options?
Yeah. We could train a monkey.
For a dolphin.
There's a couple of improvements.
How long's the pipe?
There's always
sea lion.
How long is it?
Sea lion.
Not anymore. if he's got to back up, he's going to turn around.
I don't know.
Sea lion.
Bill, you go down there.
A couple people in our branch I volunteer.
Yeah. Okay, so option one is to get some NOAA volunteers to crawl through the pipe. Another option is we can wait in the winter maintenance period and find some type of a crawler to go up there. So that's an option.
Where's Bash when you need him?
If we want to move sooner on this, we could do this in end of August or September. Those are options, but there's going to be impacts. Because what we're going to have to do is the auxiliary water supply via the 48-inch valve would have to be shut off to the ladder, meaning the only all we'd have left is the gravity flow from the forebay down the fish ladder. And so we could do that, but obviously if we wait till September to do that, there's a lot of fish moving through. So I'm not really laying out, there's multiple options. We could do this end of August when temperatures are high and we can't use the fish trap anyway. Yes. And adult fish numbers are lower ish.
We're
talking less than a day.
It's going to be dark in the pipe anyways. Can this be done at night? It's going to be dark in there anyways.
When you find it, can you fix it?
That's the question. If you find it now, you might be able to fix it.
How much time do you have to fix it?
You don't have a big zoo. Like, let's raise the lower ground 4 feet another foot for...
Why can't this be done in December?
Yeah.
Early in the maintenance cycle rather than later?
Well, just because I think the desire is to get this thing moving.
Sure.
And so I've been trying to get the folks engaged in this issue so we can resolve it. We can do it early. We can wait till December. And if we want to make that recommendation, I think we can do that. It's just If we do it earlier, we can come up with solutions earlier, but there's also fish impacts.
That's, I was just thinking that there may be time, if you do it as soon as the thing comes down in early December, you'll still have time to come up with solutions.
Okay.
Winter maintenance period.
It doesn't seem like a sound time to be messing with the auxiliary water since
it's
ran. Okay. Right, but can you put your ROV in before you dewater it? I mean, just the last couple of days before we're done for the season.
I don't know why we couldn't do that. So,
what was that, Scott?
Put it in the last couple of days
before you dewater.
An ROV.
Of December.
Sure.
It's still got water in it, but they are making no fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Last thing you do before you dewater.
Okay. Is everyone okay with that? Last thing we do before we dewater. Granted, we're not going to have any resolution for this year.
Now, what we're looking at here is a valve, probably a potentially stuck valve in there.
Or some obstruction.
Or leak,
debris.
Well, that's fine, but I'm thinking about spare parts. If you know what could be the problem, and it could be a valve stem or a broken valve, could you order parts, even if you don't need them this time, sooner or later? Things like that are useful. So I'm just trying to think, I know what you're thinking is that if you get too late to look at it, then you can't get it fixed in time. Water up. But if you know what could be wrong, if it's just debris, it's easy. But if you know that, you just need a valve stem in there or some link pins or something like that that could be broken.
What's the lead time on those parts?
Well, that's what I don't know. If it's a week, big deal. But if it's 3 months, you're outside the winter maintenance period. So it's just anticipation of what might be there.
I'll work with the project to brainstorm. I think the best guess right now, the most obvious thing that we're looking for with an ROV is some type of obstruction.
Well, then you should be able to handle that during the three-month winter maintenance.
Okay.
Unless you're at the Dallas.
All right, that's what we'll target. We won't have any new information then until December on this, and I'll bring it back in December. So, and if there's things that we can purchase now, we'll get the ball rolling on that. I don't think anything jumps off to me, but we'll check.
Kind of proactive thinking.
Yeah.
Keep rolling, buddy.
Okay.
McNary.
Transport. I put it on here simply because the FOP says McNary Transport's going to start sometime between the 15th of July and 31st of July. So I put it on here because we're getting close. I know the FOP also says this is based on a TMT recommendation, but I wanted to give just the chance for you all to voice your thoughts on it and at least make sure it gets your input before we move forward on this. A couple pieces of information before we open it up. As you know, in the past, transport was initiated at McNary when conditions were no longer spring-like, and that was based on flows, and the range of flows was like 260 to 220, I think, was, and temperature, which was temps above 62 degrees. Well, all of July, we've been below 200K. So the flow issue, we've been below that all month. A couple days ago I checked, the water temperature was about 66 degrees. So based on flows and temperature, but I realize this isn't the only part of the story, but I'm just throwing out what we know.
Yeah, that's old stuff.
Yeah. And as far as fish, juvenile fish collected at McNary on the 6th of July, basically 57,000 fish. All of them except like 100 were subulings. So, and
there's really no question here in the summer conditions. The question is more whether or not the JBS outfall is
worse than
the other routes. I mean, if we're thinking that we've got a bad situation with the outfall, then we should be starting transport. That's the whole issue.
Is transport this year going to require a spill change in spill pattern or spill outage to get the barge in and out?
We got the TSW.
Put it back together, so it might.
So maybe.
Yeah.
We have the gate hoist connected, so it's
not a big deal.
You physically can do it.
Yeah, it's automatic that they can control that from the control room, which last year, at the beginning of the year, they couldn't. So that part isn't an issue.
It's not a 6-hour outage.
It's not a 6-hour outage. We're talking like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Or less.
Okay.
So,
good point, though.
In looking through, you know, there's difficult to make decisions when you don't have a lot of information in front of you. So I just threw out with the information that we had. There's a study that I was looking at that used the basic, just the little bit of data that we had available, which was in 2001. If the benefits of transport so started as far as the decision to transport or not transport, that date based on the small sample size that we had was close to July 10. Then in 2002, it looked like it was closer to like the last day of July. And that's 2001, 2002 is about the only relevant data that I could find.
And also those are completely different operations. Yes. When did we start last year?
The 16th.
Sounds good.
So this is a TMT discussion.
Why?
It's
why did we start the 16th?
I mean,
why?
It was a TMT decision. I don't think there was a lot of information.
Talking about it anyway, because we can talk to our TMT.
Right, that's fine. But
here's why I put it on is because it was on the TMT agenda like 2 days ago. They kicked it and said FPALM's going to be discussion. We want to hear FPALM's recommendation before TMT made a call. So I'm just giving folks here an opportunity to make a recommendation. Based on what I saw from, we started last year, the 16th of July, based on the scant data that we have, it seems like, starting somewhere between the 10th and the 31st, so if you just are picking a date, we have barges that are going to be at McNary every even day, so we could pick your even day that you like. I was, based on the little information we have, thinking about the 20th made sense to me in the middle. So that's where I'm at based on...
What's our river flows right now? But averaging, what, 170 refilling over the last five days in six weeks, so it's kind of cool. It was dropping the flows a bit, but we're still dropping anyway, so we're into real summer conditions, crappy flow and the outfall, the number of units we have and all of that. I would suggest starting as soon as you can.
So as soon as you make the trigger,
temperature
and flow.
What do you think, the bypass, the direct mortality through the bypass, or putting them in a barge?
I think it's better to get them in a barge until we get the bypass fixed. Well, I think you forget it.
After today.
The only thing I worry about barging is later on when it's hot, then you're holding fish for 2 days and you're going to have 60
plus water.
That's always
like
a problem. You know, that's, like TMT is.
That's a different problem.
Who's running it?
Yeah. Who you or don't you transport at all?
You're dead if you do if you don't on this one. Any fish goes in the bypass, it's not going to get a
no.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, in the long run, I hate to work transport any time there, because in the long run, I think we got to get rid of that bypass system,
well,
the whole thing, and put in some kind of a powerhouse collector in front.
That's the long run.
But for this year, I mean, because these transport arguments come up when you talk about that. They say, oh, we can't do that because we got to transport in the summer. And then And we're sitting here saying, oh, yeah, we've got to transport in the summer.
The decision has been made year in, year out to transport because of the lousy bypass survival, and mostly because of the location of that outfall. That will be changed in 2 years.
So, right now, the outfall survival is pretty poor.
So then
you want to transport.
Upper 60s to 70s. So the thought is that if you get them in a barge, it's safer than leaving them in the bypass.
Okay, well, then I would recommend doing it as soon as we can.
The contracts have been
transport
versus non-techs isn't really optimistic either. And that non-techs includes a bunch of group that go through the turbines. And we know the turbine shop's high. So I'm going to this way. It's like, it really matters a damn bit.
Yeah, you're kind of in that. Well, that's kind of what I think what Paul's been saying, too. Is I don't know if it matters much. But
I told Paul, anytime temperatures are getting above, I think 66, 67.
We're there.
You can probably try transport in your
Yeah, we're going to see 70 real soon. The way it's going, it's going up by the day.
So why doesn't FPOM recommend as soon as TMT decides, as soon as possible, start transport on the?
Leave it up to TMT, but
yeah. That's our recommendation.
Recommend.
My recommendation is
start transporting.
You can start transporting whenever you want, let TMT make the decision.
Yep. Yeah.
If they're ready for it, we see no reason why you wouldn't.
Do they need a special
okay.
When you
so,
start
whenever you want.
It's not good either way.
On the temperature, Chief, they're going to start
getting
warships to get those temperatures down. I'm trying to think that's in negotiations right now, too. So
it doesn't show up at McNary.
By the time it gets,
it doesn't make it to McNary.
It'll change McNary, or it'll change Granite.
Granite, it just gets the nation.
It doesn't matter.
So let me clarify then. Is this a formal recommendation to TMT to start transport like on the 16th, or is this
a
just
a formal recommendation for TMT to do whatever they want?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We reviewed the data.
No recommendation from that.
Recommendation is to start ahead and start.
I like that. Okay. Tell them to do the right thing.
TMT knows how to do that.
That's the
wait a minute, aren't
we'll
you the chair?
We'll talk to our TMT reps.
TMT, okay. Hell no.
Don't laugh at
you're not
Adam.
The chair.
Because it is a TMT.
Salmon chair.
We don't have a
co-chair.
Co-chair.
I'm the vice chair.
Okay, so you can tell the vice chair right now.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure that people are aware that this date's coming, and if you want to make a recommendation to TMT, do that individually on your own reps, but we will not have a formal recommendation from FPOM saying start this date.
Yeah, why would we not want to do that? Say that we would recommend to start now, and then work it into the system how when now can occur. Because if it needs a special TMT, because we should have taken care of it yesterday at TMT.
The next one's a 15th.
Yeah, next one's off away. So,
our contract does say that we should give. Well, it says we will give our contractor 3 days' notice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so,
the earliest you can start would be Monday right now.
Yeah, I'd say get on it. Everything you guys have been talking about sounds like now's the time to start.
Start it Tuesday the 14th.
The other thing we said is basically...
Well, the FOP says we'll start it between the 15th. So the first day that we'd have a barge at McNary picking up fish is the 16th. We could start collection on the 15th.
Why did the FOP have the 15th?
So, for the purpose of the minutes, I say that FPOM says start transporting as soon as TMT is ready to do so. Do you want anything more specific than that?
No.
Anytime we kick a...
Oh, you say the recommendation of TMT is it is time to start transport.
To MT.
Yeah, let their process take time.
I would just say FPOM does not see any reason. They don't have a strong opinion one way or the other to either start or to not start transportation. Because I'm not going to say start transportation because I think...
Yeah, there's a lot of us that aren't real thrilled about it.
Transporting a couple weeks ago, and as soon as everything gets hot, probably not transport. Because holding fish in a raceway for 48 hours is probably not the wisest thing we've ever done.
Is it 48?
But they're putting them on the bypass, which sucks as ingrained.
Really max of 48.
It's the first ones to show up are going to be there that long, you've got it.
Which fish do you want to feed?
Yeah. So how did you summarize it then?
Which fish do you want to feed?
Neutral or positive or negative?
So start transporting as soon as TMT is ready to do so. That's it.
And
as soon as they're ready to do it, go for it.
Yeah. Because the 15th is an arbitrary date that the court put in because it was the day before last year's date.
All right.
Okay, the conditions are supportive. River conditions are supportive.
Just add that. FPOM also states that it's river conditions would support starting transport
right.
Now.
Temperature and the
fish. So,
conditions are no longer.
Do you want that to come from our meeting minutes or contact? Were you planning on contacting?
I can.
45 degrees in my house.
Contact Dan.
I'll communicate directly. Yeah. Doug, you can follow up with Dan, but I'll
communicate. I'd appreciate it if you did it directly. I mean,
I will communicate that directly with Dan.
Okay. Dan being the. Dan chair of the TMT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he chair?
Yeah. He is chair.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah. Go forth and make good.
Yes.
Boy, these tough decisions. You know what I
mean? Well, a lot of it. It's
only because the reason.
Unit operation at Powerhouse 2 for FGE. Who's that?
This was a request from Fitterwig to put this on the FPOM agenda.
Fitterwig?
Do we want to change our unit priorities so that we don't fully load each unit before we go to the next and the second powerhouse? Do we have a concern with the gate home conditions at full loading?
after Lyle's preliminary results.
Correct. Correct. Because right now what they do is they go to the second powerhouse, load each unit fully, and just keep moving along.
Silence. Well, the data are pretty clear.
That's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
So far, I mean, it's... We're,
do we have data on this time of the year?
But the problem is, yeah, I mean, we have a study in progress, and we haven't fully completed the study before we're starting to implement management.
But it's not, from the power system, it's not a problem to run more units. It's the project turning them on and off is a little... I'm sure they could get around it. But we just need to give them direct guidance to say,
well,
load
we
your units.
Two units are down.
Well, sure,
second power
so
you
go to the first powerhouse.
And we'd rather not run the first. We'd rather not split the powerhouses. So that's the issue here. If you split powerhouse operation, you have crappy tail race in both. And that probably would overshadow any injury and mortality in the gateway.
Well, what you can do is tell us to put the six units on.
But what?
Put the six units on that you have available, and then change your loading equally with all of them until you have to turn the first powerhouse on.
But if you run all the second powerhouse at medium load, you're going
all
to
six.
Push flow over to the first powerhouse sooner than normal.
Well, you have seven to what? Six at mid-range is what, 12K per unit?
I think what I would recommend is that you do not run the first powerhouse in the summer. Stay away from that. If you're down below a point where you can spread out the units.
And if you're spilling 85, that means you basically have to deal with about 80 or 90K.
Yeah. If you can spread that out at medium load, then you're good, then do that. But if it means either starting the first powerhouse with one or two units or going up to
the
top end of the powerhouse,
then you're going to kill the ones below us, people pass this
full load,
kick those up.
Well, that's the issue around
which would be
mid ranges or lower.
North Shore.
I'd like to
be
Just banging up the fish pretty good.
Are they banging up the fish?
Less effective.
These are heavy.
Yeah, I know. It's not the best.
Sets coming through.
Yeah, something on the screen.
But
it seems like every set's fish. Yeah.
Going for a few KCFS per unit probably won't make that any much difference. So.
You would think so if you're operating
Right. Look at my hydraulic engineer.
Which two are off?
It's 11 and 16. They're off. Yeah, 11's back.
11 is left.
Yeah. But if you run a one or two units the first powerhouse, you start pulling fish over there, and the 4 BM till racer are just a nightmare.
Well, and you also start pulling the adults, which essentially could be used to check fallback.
Fallback, yeah. It's all the bad things start happening.
Yeah, but how many students do you pull if you just ran one unit over it?
I think you want to have better adult conditions than juvenile at that time.
We split flows with two units because tail race conditions weren't very good for juveniles. You have just one unit, as I recall. That's why we have a minimum two unit operation.
You start pulling fish over.
Yep,
and,
first.
Yeah, you never have good tail race conditions.
Oh, no, you never do. I'm just wondering, if you ran the first powerhouse at a minimum, even with two units, I'm just wondering, the total river flow, how much you'd end up pulling. Problem is, two units of what flow is that going to be?
That's going to be about 20K or something.
At 150, that's
significant.
It's going to be a significant.
You'll pull fish there, and I think they're just going to
be. Probably
going to keep it down to their mortality of about half of them.
I love bottom.
And we have seen that in the past, so I think it would be really bad.
Why do we have to operate two units at one?
Well, if we limit the second powerhouse to medium operation in every unit, then at some point you're going to have to run the first powerhouse.
Right.
So I'm saying just don't do that.
I'd say, why can't you just run one unit there?
Why not just unit one right underneath the ice and trash loose weight?
Well, it's just a lousy tail race. I mean, that's your feeding fish, unless there's nothing, unless they don't respond. But that time of year, yeah, they'll be playing predators.
Okay. Well, can't you run powerhouse two at the higher end, and if there is an issue, then you're going to have to go to two, powerhouse one, and...
Yeah, well, let's see, what's Lyle's study plan? Is he going to continue into the summer here, or is he done?
Well,
he's done
to get tomorrow.
Fish. He's done tomorrow.
They're going to know down at the collection facility, though, but if there's any impacts, I would think.
Yeah. If you saw a real impact, but we haven't in the past years, and we've run it this way. Yeah, it hasn't showed up. So that has not shown up in the past years. We have not seen a problem with the operation as normal.
So I think you want to keep Powerhouse 2 and go to the high end, and then when all else fails, you have to bring on Powerhouse.
Yeah, as we normally would. I would do that, but the difference would be that when you can
leave all six units on and then drop them down. That's the part we don't have in place right now.
Right.
Because you can pass 85,000 through the Powerhouse at 14K each, or 84.
That's
so that's better to do than running each unit up higher. Yeah. Which they'd like to shut units off sometimes.
Probably help you guys out too with spending in reserve. So. Right.
So, of course, you could run the units that have two orifices at the high end, based on Lyle stuff.
Yeah, but we can't regulate the channel with it.
Well, it'd only be 12 through 14 by a little bit of space.
And you have two out at 11.
Can the channel handle?
Handle three additional.
Are the orifices running at one at 11? I mean.
All but two. The B orifices are closed.
You shut those.
We can shut all those off. The
middle 1%, according to Lyle's stuff.
I mean, at the worst case, you tend to take more flow down to the juvenile fish monitoring facility. Might have to readjust those.
The only problem is that you lose the ability to regulate. But your four bay stuck. You're too set for tribal. Fisheries at 70.
We're stuck in the Dallas here pretty soon too at 78.
Well, I know, but I mean, before that, for this next couple of the bulk of the passing season, you're sitting at what I think a teletype was for 75.5 to 76.5, something like that. So you got a 1 foot. So we don't get a lot of fluctuation in the four bay, then the channel can be set pretty, almost manually set it up. So, that's a possibility. Then those units that have the double orifices could be run at the higher end.
Especially since 11 has part of the double orifices.
And that could be shut off completely.
You could almost either shut them off completely or you don't. There's three orifices right there that you could open up the double ones and 12, 13, 14. Because 11 is those are the ones that are first on for regulate.
Right, for regulate they are. What is the schedule for 11 and 16? You're supposed to see those back?
It's R 11.
11 is way.
It's not great.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Because I set myself for FPP, so when 16 comes back, we might have a little more flexibility in Powerless 2 and start taking them for FPP and how we run Powerless 2.
Yeah, for the long term.
I don't think they can take 16 apart until 11 gets put back together, because 11's already taking up all the space.
Do they have to unstack 16 too?
Did they figure out if they had to yet? They thought it was the same problem as Unit 11 for a while.
So we're talking years before those are back in line, back completely.
I'm pretty sure for 16, but I don't know. I thought that was going to come back.
Because if that's it. Okay.
You would think they'd prioritize the priority unit, but
11 should be prioritized. Okay, well, this is a little bit complex. There's a bunch of things, but it's also fairly simple. But needs to be written up,
I think. So, there's kind of the key here is not to run the first powerhouse.
Right.
The key is also to keep the units at second powerhouse in the mid-range, except for those with two orifices, which can be run at the upper end as long as the two orifices are open. And then
to take the units from 1116 to close the orifices?
And 1116 need to be closed,
because they're not operating. Shouldn't be any fish in there, so they can be closed.
Does EBS need to be pulled?
If you don't have orifices,
on the okay, and when you're...
What are you pulling BBSs for?
Well, if you don't have orifices in them.
And also keeping all six units on. Keep all six units on below mid range.
Yeah. Well, except for the north end can be run, or south end can be run at the upper end to absorb if necessary. Let's put it that way, with two orifices open. But the channel's going to have to be set up so that it can handle the dewatering needs, which would be made easier by closing the orifices in 11 and 16.
I know those are operate high-end units and then take a unit off, or do you keep all six on?
Seven orifices you keep closing.
So you can open seven.
And then you want to pull the BBSs from those units? Because there's no orifices.
Well, if there's no operation, there shouldn't be any fish getting in. It's just that it's easier for fish to get out if the BBS is in place. It gives a bigger space. That's all. Is that a problem? Can the project pull those out and put them someplace? Or are they, is
I don't
that
know right? where they...
All right, so Scott is going to work with Ben on writing that up, what we just talked about, because it's kind of complex.
And okay. Don't we'll, I just... I,
you got it all?
Good. You got it all?
Got it.
Good.
Tammy, all right, tell me what we're going to do.
I can say it again.
No,
FPOM says run Powerhouse 2 orifices at mid-range or lower, except for those units with two orifices. Those may run at the upper end of 1%. Do not run Powerhouse 1 unless absolutely necessary, and close the orifices in units 11 and 16.
That's really the
so,
crux
so
of
the,
it.
So the two units, yeah. don't run the orifices, you mean run the units.
Run, but, close the orifices. What?
You said run the orifices.
Yeah, she meant units.
But on the what are the two units that have the double orifices?
14, 15, and 16?
11 through 14.
So run those first up to the full load, and then the other ones.
Surfing at midline, yep. And then use those ones, double orifices.
To go up first, and then the other ones go up.
Go mid all the way across, and then bring those up, and then first powerhouse. That's your order. Yeah.
Okay.
Tammy, once you get that up, I would take that to Slinker, and ask them what adjustments we need to make on the screens.
Is that necessary? Does the project already have plans for that?
We're only running two extra orifices if we close 11 and 16.
Any problem with adjusting for that? Or do we need hydraulic engineering help from that down?
Well, if you're opening the south orifices, that's going to be nine orifices that you'll open, and you're going to close three at 16 and four at 11.
So that's only about 20 K or 20 CFS additional.
That can probably just be absorbed.
That's really good adjustment.
It does. That should be a little more than probably 76.
You probably won't see a difference.
No. It may be 25 CFS.
Probably won't see a difference.
But it is bumpy.
It's all right there.
It's all right.
We'll try to
flag you guys down as much as possible.
There is some adjustment down there, but those are pretty much set, too.
It's complicated, but it's not easy.
Okay.
You better just adjust it up at the
we can wrap that up and send that to Schlenker, and then we'll send that out to...
He'll say, what?
Yeah, you don't have to send it to him, don't, because he's got tons of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't.
Try to avoid Steve if you can.
Steve? What's it, Dr. Bubble?
He'll work on it all night for 4 or 5 nights.
He will.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Number 8, AFF temperature protocols and the impacts to harvest. This was put on the agenda.
So John sent out, I didn't bring the handout, I'll email the graph that John sent me yesterday.
Oh,
it's already done then.
Everybody should have got it.
That nobody
did. Learned. The note that John sent just as to the impacts, you're going to have to talk to Tack about that. John said that's not his.
He just says that he's missing the target by, and I hate these when they say statistical week because I have no idea what that means. But for statistical weeks, 35, 36, 37, and 38, they miss their 1% target by quite a bit for Chinook. Yeah. Sockeye, of course, it depends on the season. There are several weeks there where they're missing it by several hundred fish.
When the run goes up, that's when they usually miss.
I have to wonder why they need 1%. When you think about 225,000 sockeye going through Bonneville Dam, and they need to sample 1%. How many is that? That's over 2,000 fish. Are you kidding me?
Gary, do I look like a statistician or a person who set up the 1%?
No. It says critfic, and you're critfic. That's all I am.
I'll take my lumps like I do in the lab, and I'll just pass them back to you.
Oh, we know so where these really belong.
Guys asked for that at that AFF meeting? Like, how many days? You guys wanted to know how many days you've been out with your sample size. John, let's report that.
The steelhead, it's a little bit
closer. This does go to the TAC. I mean,
Well, it is. It's yeah. just, you know,
what, is the meaning of them missing this? What is the implication for way to tax do management decisions? You go find something back once
that's
you get
the
answer.
That's the bottom. This. You can table that for the next.
Thank you.
For the
Thank you,
AFF
Jeff.
Meeting. Table for the AFF meeting.
Thank you, Jeff.
You can skip over the Congress front.
Okay. There was an option, additional item, Washington Shore roof replacement, Mr. Houseman. Apparently, the roof was designed.
Poorly.
To catch rain.
Did you put a solar panel on it too? Are you green?
It's actually part of the facility because you walk on the roof when you're viewing the ladder. You know, so it's kind of one of those things where if you.
I have one question.
So this roof, as you guys have seen, have been in there. It's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, there's buckets set up everywhere. This is the Washington Shore fish viewing building. It's literally a concave roof. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that part of the, I mean, you got plants sitting up there on top of the roof and benches, and it's part of the.
I think you're turning it
like rainwater.
Turn it into a green roof.
That would be a study to just took out the
roof.
So
now
just kind of
make
it a great example of.
Oh, great. It's been there. They've talked about this
since. Shovel ready.
Exemplary green roof.
Good. So what are a couple of the photos kind of
carbon sequestration.
I want to do it starting this year, this winter maintenance.
Translucent wall paints, you have an atrium in there?
Oh,
yeah.
Snack bar?
I don't know about that.
Of course, no.
Oh, come on. Put a snack bar in, please. I get hungry.
I know. They need it. Good coffee.
But they're going to have some issues because the portion that's going to be posted to the ladder isn't going to be supported by the existing structure. So they're going to pry it through core drilling. You can see it on one of those columns.
Yeah,
I think there's four pillars that will have to be drilled down to ground level of the bottom floor.
Wow.
And the concern is, what they wanted was the ladder to be dewatered, and we told them that wasn't
Whoa.
That's what they want to do in December.
Well, they do, but we're not going to have
that ladder won't be out.
That's right.
So we said that wasn't feasible, so now they're looking to do it while watered up. And hoping not to have something catastrophic happen.
Yeah, like the ladder.
Yeah, or crack a window or whatever.
The new resting area.
Hey, Ben, how long is it with the water de-ladder? How long will they need it dewatered?
How long they need it dewatered?
If they were going
to
do it
dewatered. I don't know. And they don't know either. Tammy and I talked about this yesterday. I said, I'm going to get nothing but questions because I don't have any answers. But they wanted to have folks look at it, know that they want to do it this winter, know that it's going to involve, obviously, work within our fishway boundary.
Right, because we're planning to put the Smith Ridge thing in there as well.
Right. Is it?
Yeah.
Are they worried about, if they're going to put a lot of steel or reinforcement in this thing? We're fit tag readers.
Yeah, but we can dewater the UMT without dewatering either ladder.
Yeah, they had, you know.
So get some fiberglass.
And they might want to get that request in soon, because the winter maintenance schedule is going to be developed.
Okay.
I would like to have
one at a time. One at a time.
Today, Mark Salka, who is the engineer.
Mark
Steele.
Yeah. He could probably come to the next
FPOM.
Let's do that. Let's have that discussion. Carry this on to the next FPOM, and we'll have more.
Because there's a little bit, I mean, there might be a little bit of overhang over the ladder, it looks like. They've got a list on there as being translucent, but he's going to be able to give you a lot more.
Translucent roof panels.
Throw it out north.
How long is that
going to
last?
It'll be a nice green.
Take over for tomorrow.
It'll be
one
winter.
All right, we're going to punt this to the next F-bomb. Bring in Saka.
Okay.
Talk about translucent roof panels.
That will be nicer.
In an automated cleaning system to keep it clean.
Why? Actually, that might be your auxiliary wash twice as many.
I've got another. Okay, number 10 is I'm skipping the spill response plan because that meeting's after this, but 2010 fish passage plan changes.
Skip over that right now.
Well, you want to skip over it, but we do want to talk about. Scott brought up the point of posting. Posting these for filing the forms on the website, how do you find them, et cetera? You were like...
Right. I was out looking at one of the little goose ones that we posted supposedly on the 28th, but it's not on the website. under 2009, and Tammy, I called her, gave her a call, and says she's posting things that we adopt now for 2010, but the website doesn't have a 2010 spot yet. So we just wanted to get out there as to what our protocol was for posting things. So because
posting the change forms?
Right. She was wanting to put it on 2010 because they're not going to be printed until that document is.
I don't put them anywhere. Actually, I just send them.
Yeah, and we were just going to, I need to follow up with you on that, because we talked to Lawrence about getting that organized, and he actually brought it up to me saying, where do I put them, and I scratched my head, and I never resolved that. So do you have any advice, or do you have any advice, or should we follow up later offline as to where a good location would be?
Well, Dan wanted to meet next Friday, though,
right?
So
okay.
If you can wait till then, we'll figure it all out.
We'll figure it out.
And that's right. I mean, it makes more sense to put them under 2009, because that's when we actually have our meetings and we adopt them. So for us to have to remember what year we did it and then add one because it wasn't printed in
right.
that. You almost have to put a descriptor up top as to how we file things once we get it settled.
Okay.
But it sounds like next Friday you guys are going to handle that.
I think it should go in a folder at the year that it was decided on at the meeting.
Well,
kind of makes sense because you should take the meeting
that.
Minutes too and figure it out.
I think Tammy's Facebook account would be a much better location.
What's that?
I think Tammy's Facebook account.
Facebook. Have you seen her Facebook?
No. See if she has one. Oh, no.
She has one?
You got time for that.
She's turning red again.
I know. Yeah, she's got one.
I want to be one of the Teddy's friends.
You think these calendars are kind of cute? Man, you want to go to her Facebook.
It was decided.
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of hits tonight.
I didn't have any social ones.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to touch on this subject was the Ice Harbor. We're still wrestling over unit priorities. There's an issue between when the new Sacagawea Bank's back in service. There's caps that are still on lines 3 and 4. And you can't run units 3 and 4 alone without doing a switching operation.
There's no.
And so we need to get, next week we're going to get the project and the TBL folks on the same conference line to hack out exactly what that change is. Well, the originally it was supposed to be in service on the 10th of July, but they delivered the wrong parts. So now the new parts aren't going to be delivered until the 24th. And so sometime after the 24th is when the Sacagawea Bank will be back in service.
You were thinking a conference call was going to be the week of the 20th, like the 20th?
Correct.
So
before we get it back in service, we hopefully will have a solution. The goal is to leave the unit priority alone. But if we can't get that done initially, we may have to come with a modified unit priority until such time where we can get the switching to occur.
For a month, basically.
Possibly,
yeah.
Yes.
It would, have to go back.
But it's something that we haven't resolved yet. We will before the next FPOM meeting, so I wanted to bring it to your attention. It's a low likelihood that you have to do it because you have to have Unit 1 fail. But it's something that if it happens, you need to do it because you don't want to black out the Tri-Cities.
Does anyone want to be on that conference call?
Yeah, maybe.
Here? Okay. We'll bring it back to FPOM next month.
With what the resolution was.
Okay. We'll bring it back in August.
Okay, so is there anything else?
Yes.
Gary.
One other issue, and we touched on it last meeting, was Lower Monumental, Unit 1, fixed blade versus... Kaplan versus replace with a the best fish-friendly design that we have.
I checked on that. I got
Scott's response and the 2015 and all that stuff, and that may be, you know, what it is, but I think there's a decision needs to be made there. And it fits with the buyout does say that when any units are to be replaced or repaired, especially replaced, that you need to consider the fish-friendly design, and I'd like to see that fully vetted before we go down the road of in-kind replacement.
Well, right now, the in-kind replacement is set to have a contract go out next month, and so we need to make that call now. They're very willing to defer it to 2015 and come with a different unit.
I want that discussion to happen.
Right. Yeah. We don't know what the forum is to get the official, yeah, go ahead and do that. Mm. So any suggestions on how to drive that to ground?
Well, it's probably an O&M discussion, I would think. I'd like to see like Martin Ahman in the room, for one, and some of the TSP guys as a discussion.
Yeah,
So do we make it a subgroup of this and declare it a part of FPAW?
Yeah, we could. Bill, what do you think?
What are we talking about, a difference in 3 years?
Yeah, about 3 years,
we
probably.
We either get it done in 2 years or...
In kind, which they're rushing hard to do.
2 years,
you are
in
back.
Kind versus...
2015, or thereabouts, to have the fish friendly.
Yeah. Right, you have to get the budgeting lined up, but that's the quickest you could get it to get a new design in place. But they have to make a call now so that we don't go down the road.
Well, and they got to get Ice Harbor in. So do you think it would be like 5 years?
Right, that's what Kathy
asked. Getting Ice Harbor in first and then line up for Lomo?
Yeah, if they can do them parallel, that would
be best.
Once we have a design.
That'd be best.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather.
Well, it's a risk. It's a risk because then it leaves us with this crappy
right.
Runner
3 years.
Three additional years.
That it might break any time, break again any time. And we're out without it.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably. Well, I guess I trust the material last, right, but I'm not so sure they'll want it to last.
Right now.
I wouldn't want to run fixed forever there.
No,
yeah. Not with unit one. I think that's the main thing. But I just thinking that you could use a discussion. I'd like to hear from Martin. How long he thinks it will be before we have it.
You want this on August 20th FPAW agenda?
I think we may have to do it. Well, so let's plan for August 20th, and I'll see if it has to be sooner. I'll talk to Kathy.
Okay.
One
thing
you could also talk about when Almond gives an update
on Ice Harbor.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Do you know what priority is?
Yes.
Yeah, that
number one.
Kind of depends upon Ice Harbor. If Ice Harbor gets put off a year or two, which is probably likely, it gives us longer.
When they still got the Ice Harbor in there.
It's major.
What I would hate to have happen is that we end up putting an in-kind unit into one, which is a priority unit, and we're stuck with it for 50 years.
The only downside is you got Ice Harbor. And that's still in its infancy. That could easily bump back up here. So now you're looking at a 5-year delay.
Right.
Difference.
And is there a way to delay this year or this decision?
Juvenile Passage, though, Unit 1 at low mo is a very low Juvenile Passage unit because it's as far away as you can get from where we're wanting to put our fish.
Yeah.
Over at Spill Bay 8, which is next to Unit 6. So.
But it's first on, isn't it? Last off
for the ladder,
it is
for a goal.
It is.
So it would pass more fish than other units just because
it's
would
on.
But sure,
it might be the only one on
this time of year, yeah.
Or one up two.
Yeah,
not a lot of juvenile would get over there.
Well, I think
low mo is particularly we have a lot of years of data of how the juveniles are coming the middle of the river to towards Spill Bay 7 and 8.
I think last year we put in that RSW, and during the summer things changed. We had
last year was one anomaly where we had that sudden.
It was
spike in.
We put a lot of fish through the turbines and the screens last year.
The only thing about that was that was that early study when our spill percentage actually dropped quite a bit during that. So Lomo's still true. I still can't figure Lomo.
Yeah,
there's
Lomo.
Enough little pieces floating around here, I think, that it deserves. Mm-hmm. And the buy-up actually asked for this kind of discussion. That's the point is we should be replacing with fish-friendly units wherever
we can,
when we can.
Well,
we should have a good reason not to.
It just becomes a real risk question. Do you want to keep, you can do the fish thing when you're 5 years out. You might be an additional, instead of 3 years, could easily be a 5-year thing. Could want to limp for 5 years, not having
limp along with fixed welded unit for 5 years.
Right, but it shut off pretty soon. If you go by the unit priority here, it's last on, starting now. So it's not even on for the next several months.
Unit one.
Yeah.
Because of its condition.
That's what we've got. When it gets under 70K, it says 100 here.
Yeah.
When it's under 70K, we go to unit 2.5.
But we would rather have unit one on, wouldn't we? It's that way because of the bad condition.
Ideally, yeah. If unit one is flexible, that would come first off.
Right.
But since it's fixed, you're using unit two.
Right. So I wouldn't use that as my criteria for saying don't bother with it.
No, but I see unit two at Lomo is not like unit one at Goose. Where we know if you don't have one at Goose, you got all kinds of.
That's a more important thing.
So it's not a bad. Right. Because of that, that's why you might be able to take the longer risk time and you're not really losing much.
Hopefully. Right. I just would like to see us go through that discussion and have that record in the record.
I just,
so
it'd
that
be,
Yeah. When somebody comes back and says, well, how come you guys didn't put the fish, you know, fish friendly unit design in?
We'll just play the course, it took too long.
You'll have your priorities, an old unit, you know, 20 years down the road, and all the rest of the units will be brand new fish friendly units. That makes a lot of sense.
But I mean, right now, people are really wrong to react to get it done. And so we need to give them the signal that, no, appreciate you working really hard to get it done.
Yeah, I'm saying, whoa. Yeah.
Are you going to be at Fitterwig in Walla Walla?
I could. The 20th. Smart. Is it going to be here?
No. Here's FPOM in August. Fitterwig is
22nd?
July.
July.
22-23.
We're all gives an update like where they are on Ice Harbor version. If that's looking like that's not going to be delayed hugely, I'm going to be worried away. But if he says, oh, we're 3 years behind or something like that.
Well, the two may not be linked. I mean, they may come online at the same time.
Well, but I'm saying that it's probably whatever they do at Lomo is going to be predicated what they come up with for Ice Harbor.
Right. Tom's saying that once you've got a design, then you can pull the trigger. But if you don't have a design...
And
the design for Lomo is different than the design... The Ice Harbor and McNary are much more similar than the Ice Harbor and Lomo.
So Lomo is going to be its own little kit and caboodle?
Yeah.
Well, not in general principle, though.
No. But the design isn't as... It's easier to transition to one than it is to the other.
That's true. But the general principles in terms of... I hear what you're saying. There's draft food and all the other things.
That's why they're not as connected as you would think.
And well, I know that, but I'm saying Ice Harbor is going to definitely, what you do in Ice Harbor is probably going to be some indication for General Mo.
It will. For the runner, yes. And
okay, so we'll talk to Martin.
I don't think there's any huge secrets there.
He'll be at the
I'm almost positive that Martin will be there.
Okay.
The 22nd, 23rd. In which case, and I should key them up for discussion on replace in-kind versus new fish-friendlier unit.
And like just kind of a different timelines that kind of stuff.
Any other add-ons? Gary, do you have anything other?
No, that was the only thing.
Okay, the AFF meeting is still 17 August.
Yes.
You're not in Erdick that week.
I'm not in Erdick that week.
That'll be in the morning, and then in the afternoon.
We have start time on it, yeah?
Because she might go.
Is it 8 o'clock?
8:30.
Tom, you got that? AFF meeting,
8:30. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Got it.
Were you there?
Yes.
You were.
Can I get away from these meetings? No, it's my albatross.
We all have ours.
You should get paid for it.
We have.
So, next FBOM is not on the 13th, it's on the
20th. Ostriches are allowed.
At 1 o'clock after SCT here, and then we're going to talk about spill response plans for fishways, which is after this meeting.
Might be really timely.
Speaking of, there's a barge grounded below Bonneville right now.
Above Bonneville.
Above Bonneville?
Fuel barge.
With fuel.
Fuel barge.
Oh.
Where at?
How far?
The Hood River.
Hood River Bar, where all the kite quarters are.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Where is the
well, they're working on doing
it. You got too far to the right.
Yes. Oh, it's being raised.
I can't go too much higher.
As you wish.
It was swollen on those navigation markers.
So, do you want to take a break and have some snacks and then come back to this?
Well, I'm going to go sign into my Facebook account.
Is Carlton going to call in?
So, you want to follow up with Dan? Yes, from that whole conversation.
What?
I mean, to me, it's kind of
I told him about it.
As far as
1 o'clock?
Yeah,
here's what I'm
going to
do. Here's what I'm going to communicate to Dan.
For what? Bill response? 1 o'clock.
Agrees that river conditions support starting McNary transport on the
16th.
That's what I'm communicating that.
I guess I didn't understand the why.
I would love to, but it's your email.
Look at that.
First person I've given my card.
I think people are concerned.
I just got to do
this.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye, Jason.
Yeah.
It's not new and improved.
There are benefits.
And there's new to you versus me.
There's
new to you,
too.
The concerns are high temperatures, fish staying on race like $40.
If they could.
The screen and color.
There's concerns, but there's also concerns with not transporting. because no, our
solar panels
in a poor location.
Sounds
like there's a lot of indifference because neither of them are really attractive. Neither of them
are attractive.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we
have
the same
transport. Brandon, are we doing the spill thing now?
They're not going to.
I think you're
doing
snacks.
Are we taking a break or what?
I'm going to say that.
It's more of a joke, and then you're like, oh, she has someone.
The same one last year, with year end money.
Did you see him use a five-shade time?
Who is this?
No, I just tripped on Fitterwigs, and then
Fitterwigs. Oh, Joe Bailey.
So this is like a Bailey tour.
Oh, yeah. So,
little goose.
I can't remember his first
name.
It was fun, though.
Tom, do you know, does Fitterwig in Walla Walla the 22nd on Wednesday, the 9 a.m. start, do you know?
It's probably, I'm going to call, I haven't seen the agenda yet, I'm going to actually ask to have that started earlier, because I'll probably drive the night before, and I'll probably stay for that day, and then I'll go home back as well as both days. So we usually show, because most people are like, you have to drive the night before if you have a 9 o'clock start, and you get up at 4 in the morning. So, and if they do that, we just try to start like at 8:30 or so, start early, and see if that like, stuff is kind of critical on the first day, and then so that you may or may not be able to like hang around for the second day. I usually can't because my wife looks at me funny with like, oh God, how many days again? Really?
Right.
So,
so probably 8:30 or sometime.
So we might as well do it now.
Until what?
It goes about 4:30. Yeah, it goes about 4:30, 4:35, and then the second day is usually only like a couple hours.
Probably a start.
Hey, can we wrap up the spill response plan for Bonneville?
Okay.
Perhaps.
And my guess
so
at lunch.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to go back and read my directions.
I don't know. I don't know what we got. But I've got a.
So it wouldn't be like a morning.
Can you take this so I can go get my son?
Yeah.
It would be a full day.
Yeah, I can remember.
Back to the office later.
Yeah.
Yes. How far I'm going to leave at 4. I
so, Sammy, did you cause that asphalt guy drive off the road yesterday?
I didn't even work yesterday. I don't work Wednesday.
Berkeley Creek or something like that? It's like, where does the guy crash? All these other spots. No, he finds a freaking bridge right over there. It's like, frickin'.
No, actually.
Al Creek, the pesticide spill 5-6 years ago?
If you want to do the little
visit.
Dunsmuir down in the Minnesota.
I remember
I got to demolish the population
or lack thereof.
No, this is just
oh, yeah, just killed everything.
Yeah.
So
I know. It's the same
Tom
as
our
heard Scott's in our state. What's the benefit?
Yeah, I killed that. I don't know. Riparian area.
Well, it looks like there's going to be some type of discussion on spill response plan.
You know, what's the best
soil?
That's not big enough for the bar. The quality of the point is.
Well, I've got to go to the doc. ENT. Here's
no
property
character. No,
I'd
be I had that. My kid had a.
It's just shocking.
How much
Everything
but then Flynn got
some stability issue for your
barrel is
health issue.
Or,
his blood vessels work.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
they said what happens is, in a lot of time, they don't know what causes it. They said what happens is your body gets stressed out like that, and then this like chemical reaction.
This is such a small amount of
flour.
This is $1 billion per day. But they're going to do that. They're going to help. The point is, they asked us what our strategy is, which is maybe we should get any of us.
I think we're
what are you going to do? He's going to be using mostly.
I really want to be able to do both.
You watch. He's going to have a lot of failed. It's going to take a while.
That's what she gets back.
Great walking man right now. I thought there was still some progress. Early June.
It's great. Something's always green there.
Well, a little water.
I have it. So funny because I was in Alaska. So funny because the house we built was like
when I talked to them,
brown grass.
She was experienced from the back.
Well, we know the old septic system is going.
Yes, the problems have been resolved, or no, they're still working on them. If they were still working on them, the trip was going to be postponed. But they scheduled the trip, so I haven't talked to them to confirm, but I assume what that means is...
There was some. They were still having some issues with calibration.
I only know Don. I haven't met a girl.
She's the. For that model.
She's back too.
I help
carpool.
She's back and Don's there. Then they got
more. How are you?
Jeopardize the McNary workers.
So that's the problem. Is that you have to, if they can't run both concurrently, they're going to have to ramp up one of that. You know how it is with McNary. I mean, it takes a while to settle that model. It's a big model. It's a while to settle out.
Right.
It's kind of sensitive.
So are we doing the skill response plan?
Yeah. So we can confirm that if you want to see what Ryan is calling. If you ask me right now,
so I think these guys have a whole point.
As much as I have a desire to be one, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's a risk that people are
willing to take. I don't care.
I'll
talk to Ryan and ask him to
Because there's two new hotels near the Holiday Inn Express.
I mean, it's like, it's like,
but ultimately, it's going to come down to our judgment. He's going to make it. I'm not making it.
Holiday Inn has dropped their rates.
I love you can see. Well,
Can we get a consensus real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt, but the spill response plan discussion is supposed to happen at 1, and we will not have our ECC folks joining us today, even though they were invited. And I know that was kind of part of the request from last time, that they're here so they can explain what we have to do and what's required. So do you find it useful to have that discussion, because you've seen these documents before for the most part, or do you want to put it off until we can make sure that they'll be here?
Well, I see what Tammy's going for.
That she's packing up.
Anyway.
What did you want to do?
Yeah, it sounds like
for a status update.
Plugger, you need to ride back because I'm going.
Sure.
Party's over.
I gotta go back to work.
Well, so
you gotta go anyway.
Did you guys?
I'll talk. Put it off.
We've been putting it off for several years now.
Hey guys.